Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Everybody out there in Turnbuckle Throwback Land, this is Matt from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. You know me from the best episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, the Christmas episode, the only one anyone ever listens to. I want to send a big shout out to Phil and who did he do the show with? Choppy. The Portuguese man of war, Phil Rea, the Impact player. As Tony would say, my brother from another mother. Maybe the two of them can get together and do an awful tournament again where they both pick Bruno Sammartino and Pedro Morales to hug them to death. 300 episodes is a great milestone. 100 more and you will hate each other just like the three of us hate each other. Congratulations. I truly mean that. I hope you fucking all your toes fall off from your diabetes.
What's up, everybody? This is Shining Wizards Kevin from the best wrestling podcast on the planet, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. I want to send a special shout out to my boys, Phil Rea, the Impact player, and Chippy McGee on celebrating 300 episodes. No doubt, a big accomplishment. Congrats, boys. All the best. Also, listen to the Shining Wizards Network. It's a place to be. Congrats, boys.
Phil, Choppy, and fucking Phil, your brother Mike, too, man. He's part of this shit now. And fucking Mike. Yes, my brother Mike. Now he's going to interrupt me. Congratulations on 300. I hope you guys do 300 more without killing each other. And I don't know. That's it.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
Konnichiwa! What's up, bitches? Welcome to episode 300, as my West Indian people would say. 300, man. 300.
Episode. Watch the sweat by your crease.
We want Screwface!
No pansy!
No pansy! We got him, told him three times. Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. And for the 300th motherfucking time, I'm your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I'm joined by...
Last name Sis, first name Ray. Your
Choppy's
man called Choppy.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Look, Masa's in the house.
Hey, it's Masa Domingo.
You know Masa, you know what Masa stands for in my country, right?
Corn.
Pasta.
You guys eat pasta in Portugal?
We do. Fake pasta, but nonetheless.
Fake pasta?
Spaghetti.
Spagoots.
Spaghetti with ketchup.
Hey, oh. What are you in a witness protection program?
Oh, sometimes. I'm not. What's his name? Hank.
Hendry.
Hendry Hill?
Hendry got pinched selling cigarettes. Hendry.
Hendry's Puerto Rican, isn't it?
Only the good half. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? Uptown Georgie, Shaylin, Rob, I see Dres. I see a bunch of people's in there, man.
JP was in the house, too. I think he's in there.
Mr. JP, Dres Black's in the building. Matt Squizzy Squires. Uptown Georgie, Otto.
Anthony's in the house!
Cuz bro Anthony. Me want Screwface, Chan Banzi.
Watch the sweat down your butt.
In your body crease. Screwface. What's up, my dude?
Oh. Choppy's asshole hurts today, and not because he has flatulence.
Oh. Speaking of which, this is what I say to President Trump.
Choppy got his ass handed to him at the tax man today.
Who would have thought last year making an extra 30% on my check would have fucked me in the ass so hard as much as it did today?
Fuck is us, Mickey Humber.
I really wish the Sheik was here to fuck me in the ass because I really need a wake-up call from what I just happened today. I really don't want to be political right now, but how can people vote for this motherfucker knowing that he's giving corporations tax breaks? People, you know where the money's going to come from? It's going to come from us, the little people. The 2.2 trillion people that live in the United States going to pay for this motherfucker?
He said trillion. It's about 300 million.
Who gives a flying fuck? I'll tell you right now, man. Jason Grooms commented on my post, and he said, well, it's either that or it's going to be socialism. Who the fuck is going to say socialism, dude? I mean, come on.
Mad Jamaican horns. Bah, bah, bah. Bah, 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 bah,
bah. Anyways, I got royally fucked, dude. It was pretty bad. And then on top of that, I was working as a prop on Wu-Tang Clan this week. My day started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't leave until 3:30 that morning, the next day. Then that same day, I go home at 3:30, take a shower, in bed by 4, got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It means I only had 1 hour of sleep. Had to be at work at 6 o'clock in Kearney, New Jersey.
Jessica's in the room.
Oh, fuck Jessica. No, Cusbro, I love her.
Cusbro Jamie's in the room.
I love Jessica. She's great.
What's up, Cusbro Jamie?
Cusbro's in the house. There he is. Beep, beep. Choppy got me sick, that fucking schlub.
That shit. Money Inc. strikes again.
Money Inc.
Matt says top ramen is Portuguese for pasta.
See. Money Inc. strikes. Oh, dude.
I knew when Trump couldn't even remember Bobby Lashley's name.
I mean, he thought it was Sloppy Lashley.
That's funny. That is hysterical.
What do you call him, Billy Lashley?
Blobby Lashley.
Right? Blobby Lashley.
What were we calling him at the show the other night?
Mass Transit.
Mitch. That was funny.
If you're not an ECW Mark, you ain't going to get that.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to get that.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how'd you know my name was Mark?
Are you Mark from Ridgewood?
Are you Dominic from Ridgewood over here now? Boogaloogaloo, boogaloogaloo.
I'm over here now. What?
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's episode 300.
Oh, my God.
And to be perfectly honest with you, I had no idea I'd be here.
And how apropos that we're doing WrestleMania 5. And who happens to be funding this little project? It's Mr. Trump himself.
Donald J. Trump.
Motherfucker.
Queens' his own.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck it.
What part of Queens?
The Jamaica Estates.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop.
No, I'm serious.
No.
He's from Queens. They just sold his childhood house recently.
Fuck him.
No, I'm serious. Anyway.
Anyway.
So there's a lot of people I really want to thank. I want to thank the previous co-hosts of the show for hanging with me and doing some cool shit.
Fuck them. I'm kidding. I like them both. I
want to thank the first guy. And I want to thank
Scotty! I spoke to Scotty. He tagged me in something. I forgot to read what he said.
Yeah, Scott's a good dude.
We'll keep him around.
Yeah, I want to thank the Shining Wizards Network. I want to thank the Shining Wizards, of course. Eddie, the older member Eddie, Matt, Tony, Kevin. I want to thank everybody in the network. I want to thank Rant EM Radio.
When you say their names like that, it almost sounds like you're calling them the Von Erichs. You know, Matt, Kevin, Tony, Eddie, the Von Erichs.
The Von Erichs. Welcome to the Sportatorium. I'm your host, Phil My Crevice here. We got a big card for you tonight. Big Fritz coming out of retirement to fight Big King Kong Bundy. He's going to fuck your face after this match.
I tell you, I'm not a fan of WCCW, but I was a fan of the characters. Characters are great.
I'm Bob Lewin. Welcome to World Championship Wrestling.
Why does he sound so nasally when he talked like that?
Next up, Kimala, the Ugandan king.
Not even Kamala. It's Kimala.
We're going to hear from Al Perez.
Al Perez is fucking
Percy awesome. Pringle's in the house tonight, and General Skandar Akbar.
Skandar Akbar was dope.
He was.
He was dope.
Devastation Incorporated.
Not as dope as Gary Hart, though.
No one's dope as Gary Hart.
Nobody was dope.
Today, I was watching, Choppy texted me, and I was watching NWA from 89, and they cut him. Gary Hart was managing Bob Orton, and he's feuding with Dirty Dick Murdoch. Dickie Murdoch, let me tell you something, Daddy. Your father was a drunk. He slapped your mother around. He is a terrible man. Fucking. I wish I could do a good Gary Hart, man.
Can you not just think about this? Fantasy Warfare.
Oh, fantasy. I love fantasy warfare.
Think about this one. Imagine
Mr. Gary Hart, managing the man himself, Dusty Rhodes, baby.
Well, if the stars aligned,
yeah,
they were in. The Outlaws were around right before Gary Hart came in, but they had broken up. Dusty, remember Dusty won? But they had the mule in the fucking hotel room, and Dusty,
yes.
And then Dusty saw his ass. He's like, I can't do this no more. You know, the Rocket, the Rook and Mook Express.
Rock. By the way, Maddie, why do I have to be Robert Gibson with that lazy eye of his? Did you see that photo?
Double A joining the room, yeah.
Did you see that Photoshop? Oh, my God.
Oh, Axel Foley's in the room.
Fuck him.
Muda has a picture of Gary Hart in his mask.
By the way, you know we saw a great Muda last
week. We saw the great Muda. And but he's coming to fucking Queens in June.
Is that legit?
That's
legit.
That's his mask. That you, Wrestling Universe was. I have to be there to Sunday. I don't know how I have to be there. Like, I don't mark out for shit like this all the time, but I got to get the Great Muda's autograph.
You want to know something? We'll try to make it there.
Yeah. It's in
the
Queens.
Great fucking Muda. Could you imagine the fandom?
I want to bring him a shirt.
A Turnbuckle Throwback.
Yeah, I want to bring him the New Japan shirt.
Okay.
The New Japan shirt that we have on prosandkeys.com/Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Cheap plug. Ring the bell. But I definitely want to see the Great Muda. I think it's in June, early June. So.
I love Great Muda.
Dude, who doesn't? I've been on a Great Muda fucking kick since last Saturday.
Guys, nobody knows about this, but last week when we were at the show, I was talking to Phil. I was like, Phil, could you, you know who was at House of Glory? And he was like, ooh. You know the guy who spits the mist? I was so sick last week. I couldn't even say the Great Muda. So, and then he was like, you mean Muda? I was like, yeah, Great fucking Muda was at House of Glory. The moment I said that comment, and Anthony and Jamie Cosbro can vouch for me, the music hit, and guess who the fuck comes out? This man right here to my right lost his fucking mind.
Yeah.
He was like, it's the fucking Muda! Great fucking Muda!
There's a video of me on Facebook. It's fucking Great Muda!
Dude, we lost our shit. I was like, no fucking way! Dude, just the fucking, like, the Battle Royal?
Yeah, the run.
That was already worth the $150, whatever the hell we paid. It was insane. In-fucking-sane. I loved every minute of being at MSG. I loved every minute of seeing those title changes. The IWGP champion, Okada. The new Intercontinental Champion Ibushi. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah, you could download the Muda AEW confirmed.
No.
Cuz, bro, don't tell me
don't
that.
Don't say that. Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can listen to our review of G1 on episode 299.
Yes.
That we did on WrestleMania Sunday.
Sunday.
Esta noche.
Live.
Azúcar con leche.
Azúcar con leche. Esta noche. Sábado gigante. Yo quiero un nuevo Whopper de Burger King.
Sponsored by Budweiser.
See.
Oh, look who's in the room, bro.
Oh my God, who is that? Who I think it is?
Yogi. Yogi.
Oh my God.
Well,
they freaking die.
Fuck the revival.
Wow. Speaking of AEW.
Yeah.
Did you hear about? Might as well get into some news real quick.
We got some news that you can use.
Yep, so rumor going around is that they made an overture to Dean Ambrose.
Who did?
AEW.
Duh, why wouldn't they?
They offered him $6 million a year.
And he lives in Las Vegas, so why wouldn't he show up for $6
million? $6 million a year? I'd sign a fucking contract.
Why? And is it true that
Turner wants to pick him up. Ladies and gentlemen, if we get the 6:05 time slot on Saturday,
we going 6:05 with the Young Bucks, if you will. And that's my son Cody with a stuffed animal you can buy on Pro Wrestling Tees, if you will.
What about that Kenny Omega?
You like this
hat? You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
Wow! And with that Jezebel Brandy Rhodes.
You with that cut of Jezebel, Brandy Rhodes, if you will.
You like that brown sugar?
You like that brown sugar? You better like that brown sugar. That's no lie. That's some sweet chocolate right there. You better eat the chocolate. You better eat those chocolate kisses out of her coolie, if you will.
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
We're talking Johnny Moxley. You're going to give him $6 million.
I say he comes in as Dean Moxley. Or John Ambrose. Ooh.
How about just Moxley?
How about just Moxley?
How about Mookley? Dean Mookley.
His opponent from Las Vegas, Nevada, John Mookley. What is a mook?
What is a mook?
That's right.
Do you care?
No.
Also, another bit of news about not, apparently, Sasha Banks.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that in a second. We'll get into that in a second. Well, before we get into anything WWE related, yes. I just want to talk about Enzo and Kaz again. Did you see their promo?
I did not.
They're selling t-shirts of their shit. It's pretty funny.
Fuck them.
No. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's in ring. They're in Ring of Honor.
Poopy. Yeah, poop. Rob Domingo says poops.
What's poops? Yo, 605 on a superstation? I mean, never go out again. That was shit.
Well, just think about it for a second. Even Arn Anderson.
No, it's gonna be on. It's actually gonna be on Tuesdays.
Even Arn Anderson said himself, if you could, he'd watch a 605 to 805 time slot, and then go party with his friends.
Go party with his friends. Go watch the Atlanta Braves baseball. Fuck. Hello there, I'm Skip. Welcome to Braves Baseball here. Me and Don Sutton are
Is that Skip from the Body Donnas?
No, it's Skip from, what the fuck is his name? Skip Buck or something like that? Yeah, this is me and Don Sutton. We're the most fucking blandest announcers in baseball.
You know what? You know what's funny, though? If they end up on TBS, like, you gotta keep in mind, TBS is all comedy now. How does wrestling fit in that format?
Chop, I haven't seen anything on TBS except for...
Big Bang Theory?
No. What's that show with Method Man? Drop the mic,
yes.
I saw that. And Snoop Dogg does Joke is Wild.
There's a lot of like reruns of shows that you missed.
Oh, yeah, like Friends and fucking...
Friends is on there. Yeah. Big Bang Theory is on there now. That's where I watch Big Bang Theory now.
I have the first four seasons. I only seen four seasons of it.
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I got to finish it. Yeah, there's so many TV shows. I can't keep fucking up, man.
They're ending it now.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, it's done. It's last episode's coming up.
I heard. My cousin's really into that shit.
It's a good show.
Yeah. So.
It's my culture, pretty much. The nerdism.
You want to do the news for WWE first, or you want to go into Mania first?
Well, yeah, let's go Mania first.
All right. So we were all in agreements, if you will. Mm-hmm. We were all in agreement that Mania was good, but way too fucking long.
Dude.
I was talking to our friend Carlos. Well, actually, he's more your friend than I. He's your childhood friend. I was talking to Carlos in the car on the way home, and I was telling Carlos, what can we do to make this thing shorter? So Carlos was like, what do you do? Do you make it 2 days? Do you have like a 17-hour pre-card, and then you just have the 3 hours? I'm like, I don't know, but, you know, it's 16 matches is way too long. My son was at the event with his dad.
Your son had to bounce out two matches before it ended.
Well, I called him up on Monday. He goes, I wanted to stay because he had good seats. Apparently, his seats were where the wrestlers went down the stairs after their entrance.
Oh, that's cool.
So all the wrestlers would wave to them afterwards. That's pretty cool. So he was in a decent seat. But he said to me, he goes, I didn't want to sit in the parking lot like the last time we sat in the parking lot for like almost 2 hours. So Dad and I left two matches before, and I watched the rest of it in the car. So I was like, okay. I mean, I ain't got nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, he did enjoy himself.
Last time I was there, I actually left right before the main event.
Yeah, a lot of people did. We didn't.
I left. I couldn't take it. I was like, it's too fucking cold. It's raining. It's not worth it.
Well, thank God the weather held up for him. But once the sun went down, it got really cold.
The weather was very nice, though.
During the day, yes. Yeah. 100%.
Then at night, it cooled down a little bit.
100%. But.
Jeez, man, it was so long.
It was long. And it's gonna be that way forever now. You know? My thing is, they should really reconsider the whole East Coast climate thing when it comes to WrestleMania.
My thing is that the East Coast is fucking cold.
Ric Flair is living proof that white people cannot dance.
Ric Flair is living proof that white people ain't got no rhythm.
All jokes aside, though, they really, you know, if you're gonna bring it to the East Coast, you got some cool indoor venues now. You have the Garden. You have Barclay. I mean, the Garden's too expensive. You have Philly. If you have Philly, you have Boston. Listen, you have a lot of towns.
If you want to do a WrestleMania-style event, you cannot do WrestleMania in New York. It's way too fucking cold. You know what you do? You wait until the summer. Go to Citi Field and do SummerSlam. Go to fucking Yankee Stadium and do SummerSlam.
Dre says, I had to tell my daughters the story of the Dr. Thugonomics. I actually marked out a little bit for that. I'm not even going to front. That was pretty good.
You want
to
know something?
Mike Palmer's in the room. What up, Mike?
I thought that was fucking dreadful.
You're dreadful. Oh, look who's in the room, too. We were just talking about him.
Fuck Scotty.
What? Scott!
You joking. I love Scott. Get out of here.
I'm actually getting tickets to SmackDown. I'm going to NXT.
That's why you're going to Asbury, right?
Yeah.
For you.
I'm going to Asbury Park Center. I'm sorry.
Can I just say that venue is actually not bad?
I've never been there.
What?
You've been there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. The only thing I've been to in Asbury Park is the Stone Pony.
Okay.
I saw Sepultura.
Brazilian.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Biotech is Godzilla.
I actually like Soulfly a lot better, though. Soulfly was great.
Yeah, because Soulfly was half of Sepultura.
So what?
It was Max and Igor.
Doesn't matter.
Nah, Sepultura is the bitch.
Fuck
man.
You.
Go fuck you, man.
Go fuck your hand.
Fuck your hand.
By the way, I used that phrase today.
What a cunt.
What? I told somebody to go fuck their hand.
Oh, did you?
Oh, it was fantastic. They were like, what? They actually had to like think about it for
a second.
What they
say? They go,
what did you say, nigga?
That's what I'm saying.
So,
did Bobby Heenan ask you,
what the fuck are you doing?
There you go.
You did use that though at work?
I did. I was like, you see that guy right there? He's like, yeah. Tell him to go fuck his hand. And he's like, what? Go tell him, dude, you do that. And my guy's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I was like, why not? He's scary looking. I was like, all right, even better. How about this? Tell him to go eat a bag of fried dicks.
And then when he didn't do it, Choppy said to him,
you're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
Yeah.
And then I said, me want no pansy. What is this? When Doctor of Thuganomics Casino came out, I lost my shit. I'm sure you did, Shaylin.
May 19th, Otto.
What happened? May 19th. Yeah,
Otto's in Jersey now, so maybe he'll join us for NXT. Kathy Hummer messaged me. She's going to be there.
I'm sure it's going to be sold out.
Gonna wrestle.
That building holds about 2,500 people. It's going to be packed.
It's the convention center, right?
Yeah.
I've never been. I can't wait.
Dude, the seats are a little tight. They're a little tight.
All right.
But you're going to be close to the ring no matter where you sit. You're
I'm in row G. As in, get your posse.
Certified?
Certified G.
I actually saw that. I went there when it was...
And me. You can't teach that.
It was me, my brother, Rob was there, and the other guy was there.
The other guy.
And we enjoyed ourselves.
The other guy. I love it.
What?
Okay, terrific.
That's awesome. We don't want to mention it. Dashfather is glad he went too. Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
By the way. I have a fuck you wrestler of the week.
I have one too.
Do you really? I hope it's the same guy as me.
I hope so too.
Is it?
I don't know. Is it a Hall of Famer?
It is.
Is he bald with a goatee?
Yes, it is.
Then it's the same fucking person.
Yes! I can't believe we didn't even talk about it. I love it.
We didn't.
What a jerk off he is.
Let's what's up, Sal?
Sal's in the house?
Sorry, dude. Call him Dash Wilden now. That's awesome.
Dash
okay, terrific.
And where'd you get that from?
I got it from a Negro.
It's true. Did you hear the NFL has some new issues with Bret Hart's tackle domain?
That's terrible.
Oh, that hurts.
By the way, that fan attacking him, I wonder how much of a rating he gave him. Did he give him like a 4.5?
Was that mugshot legit?
No, it was fake.
I was going to say, because I know Dash would lump that dude up, right? Yeah. A couple of guys lumped him up.
Damn, Matt. XFL?
I love you, Matt Squires. Matt Squires is the shit. God bless him.
Yeah, God blesses him every day, apparently. Yeah,
apparently. SBJ is
except
trash.
For me. God didn't bless me today.
No.
Especially with the news I got.
He fucked your ass and made you humble.
Yes. That fuck his ass, make him humble.
Wait, did I do something wrong, God? I think I do a lot of things wrong sometimes.
Maybe. You didn't do your paperwork, Wasowski. Remember for months,
yes, I do. I can't wait to get that Disney app. All the Disney movies are going to be on there?
Yeah, we talked about that today.
It's going to be great.
Dash versus Butterbean, book it. Word. Have you guys checked out the Bruiser Brody? Every time someone sends me a link, it's dead. Could someone send me like a legit link of the Brody documentary? Make sure it plays before you send it to me. I've gotten four links since Tuesday.
You want to know something?
What?
That sounds like a you problem.
You know what, man?
You're a cunt. You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Now you have some more cunt kids.
I'm always watching, Wasowski.
I love everyone knows the references. It's great.
Anything standing out to you for Mania besides AJ Styles and Randy Orton, which I enjoyed a lot? I liked it.
Um, I I really enjoyed Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston. They have really
great
chemistry, those two.
So did I.
I really enjoyed the four-way tag team title match between the Usos and the Bar.
Yep.
Those four teams, whether it's four-way, three-way, or just, you know, two-on-two, whatever.
Sorry, look at Dre's. Tony Alves has been rehearsing the story for years.
Oh, God.
It's right here, my nigga.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry, brother.
Wow!
Wow!
Wow! We got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
Okay, so... I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to say.
You're talking about Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan.
I was.
Oh, no, the tag team. Sorry, the tag team. The four-way.
The four-way. Those teams have so much chemistry, whether it's the Usos versus the Bar versus the Jerk-Offs, the Jerk-Offs versus the Usos, you know, the Whiteys versus the Blackies. You know, it doesn't matter. All those teams are great. Okay. Oh, yeah. Dre's is right. Murphy versus Nessie was good. Nice, I'm sorry. Murphy versus Tony Nese was really good.
You mean Long Island's own Tony Nese?
You know what? Congratulations, Tony. I didn't think they were going to do anything proper with you, and they finally gave you the belt.
I've been a huge fan of Tony Nese for a long time.
I'm sure you have been. Look, he's so sexual and so nice and so beautiful to look at, you know?
He's a stallion. The Jerk-Offs.
The Jerk...
From parts unknown, the Jerk-Offs.
Look, good Rob. Goofy wants Screwface!
Goofy wants them Screwface.
Massa!
He's got two heads.
That has to be the best Steven Seagal movie of all time.
You don't think you don't like Out for Justice?
I love Out for Justice.
Anybody see Richie?
Anybody know what Richie do, Bobby Lupo?
Hey, Sticks.
Yo, Sticks, get that mook.
Get that mook.
What is a mook?
Niece's
pieces. That should be a shirt. Niece's pieces.
Niece's penis? What?
What? Who?
What? Huh?
What the fuck?
Okay, terrific.
That's what I'm saying.
What was it? Apparently, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch are an item now.
Wait a minute. Are we done with WrestleMania?
I don't know. Are we?
I'm asking you.
Yeah, we are. Fuck it.
Why'd they do Bobby Lupo like that?
I know. Bobby Lupo.
It's the fucking truth. All he wanted was some blow and a hooker. And he had a guma on the side. What the fuck? Yeah, Gino, real fucking funny.
Hey, Gino, watch my fucking patrons, huh?
Watch my fucking patrons over here. Did you jerk off you with the dicks in the Deep South?
See?
You want to see the Usos versus the...
Which one?
Fuck the Revival.
Yeah.
That's true. It's true.
I really like the Usos, man. I hope they do a bit more with the Usos in the future, because I really like that. Why did the Usos drop the belts to the Hardys?
I don't know.
I didn't get that.
I don't know. I didn't see any Raw. I had, well.
Raw was, man.
Let me premise that. I was home for Raw. I didn't see Raw. I got preoccupied.
I'm sure you did.
I
wonder why.
And I'm not really upset about it either. So we have the Hulu gimmick, so I'll watch it on that. So, you know, if it be that way, let it be.
Well, I'm glad you had some fun.
I had lots of fun.
Good for you. Point is, Mania was long. Let's move on, LOL. Because, wow.
Oof. Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Where is Pastor Sadell? He needs to put some God into this chat.
That's why we have Matty Squires here.
Matt Squires is a Pastor Sadell disciple.
Georgie's saying that Usos might be going to Raw.
Oh, yeah, they're doing the Superstar Shake-Up, right?
Fuck
on Monday.
Fuck it.
I'll be home for that, actually. Unless we go out for Bree's birthday. No, good for us.
Fuck you.
I love to celebrate. Any reason I can go out and celebrate with a meal. Okay, terrific.
What are you, a fag?
What are you, a fag?
Okay, faggot, what's next?
So, Raw was okay. SmackDown wasn't terrible. I did like the Kofi Kingston celebration at the beginning of the show. He had the kids there. His wife was there. His kids' white friends were there. It was just...
His kids' white friends was there.
Oh, Shiny Wizards, Tony's in the house. I love you.
What up, T-Bone?
Really?
Yeah.
Why you call him T-Bone?
Because that's my dude. I call him whatever the fuck I want.
God, you really are a jerk-off.
You're a jerk-off, and that's what I think of you. Forehead is quitting.
Ooh.
You're a jerk-off. That's what I think of you.
So yeah, who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought that Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins are going out together now?
You're really hot up for this fucking gossip. We have some injuries to talk about.
Yeah, Nia Jax is one.
Nia Jax getting double knee surgery.
And who was the other one?
Big E. How fucked up is that?
Man, maybe if he stopped doing them splits, he wouldn't be getting them that knee surgery.
Yeah, I want a club reunion too, Drace. Yeah. Where'd you get it from, Georgie? I'll tell you where I got it from, Georgie.
I got it from a Negro.
See, he knows. Georgie knows. Georgie has been a fan since Jump Street. He knows the show.
R-A-Y.
R-A-Y, cyst. I called up Mikey on Monday. See how he's doing?
See? Drace is right. See, I called it. Biggie fucked his shit up doing splits.
He just said that, yeah. That's fucking funny as hell.
Telling you, man.
Yeah. And we were hoping... We had some big things planned for Biggie Langston this year, man.
Oh, it might still happen.
Maybe he'll come back and fucking destroy the New Day. That'd be dope. He needs to. He's got the look. He's got the charisma.
He can talk.
He can talk. He's definitely a champion. I liked him as IC champ.
Dude, I like him, period. He should be world champion as well.
I'm not putting that past him. Be a way, and I love Mark Henry, but he'd be a way better champion than Mark Henry.
Mark Henry was not a very good talker, but he was that Hall of Pain shit.
That Hall of Pain shit was
dope. Ooh.
That shit was dope.
That was great.
So, what a fucking blow, though. I mean, Nia Jax, whatever. I mean, she's cute, but, you know, but she needs the knee surgery anyway.
I tell you why she needs the knee surgery.
Because she's carrying all that deliciousness, that's why.
Exactly.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. But, yeah, so let's hope they heal up fast and get back to... Man, beating people up.
Well, if we're talking two knees, man, that she might be out for a good 8 to 9 months.
He needs like 5 months off.
Biggie need 3. He need 5 months off. Oh, she'd get it.
Yeah, she would definitely get it. 100%.
There you go.
See?
I don't know why a lot of people make fun of her. She's not a bad-looking woman. She's a pretty woman.
I'm not even mad at that.
Everyone's like, oh, she's too fat. She's too
this. Your mother's too fat. Go eat a dick. How about that?
Jesus Christ.
Go fuck your hand.
That's probably what they do all the time. They probably fuck their hand talking to, you know, to, they fuck their hand to Nia Jax. Who's that?
I'm just getting a message. Go ahead, talk.
So anyways, back to the show. So I was kind of interested in this news about Sasha Banks and Bayley. So apparently those two wonderful young ladies have been bitching and moaning about dropping the tag belts to the Iconics. Can you believe that?
Well, it was more... At Lacey Evans need to die in a fire.
I couldn't agree more. She sucks.
Yeah, but not to cut you off, Potter, but isn't Sasha Banks the one who, allegedly demanded her release now?
Well, the reason she demanded her release is because she...
Kathy Hummer's in the room. What up, Kathy?
Hey, Kathy. So apparently she was upset that they had just got the belts and they had to drop the title. So what happened was this is what she did, apparently. Who's this?
Nia's knees are not most like... Oh, not most... I'm sorry. That was fucking... Matt Squires for the win. Good. I'm sorry. I can't take these motherfuckers anymore, man. I can't take them. It's a...
So...
Quiet!
So, damn. God damn it. So...
Sasha Banks.
So Sasha Banks, apparently she unfollows Vince McMahon on Twitter.
Gives a shit. Like he checks his fucking Twitter
like
anyway.
He gives a shit.
Yeah.
And then she unfollowed somebody else, unfollows WWE on Twitter. And she starts following AEW, Cody Rhodes, and Kenny Omega on Twitter. So, who knows? Apparently Bayley's also bitching about it too.
Cuzzy Rich, I would do her twice on Sunday. Man, you work on Sundays. You ain't got no time to do it on Sunday, Rich.
I like Rich. He's a good guy.
Rich, switch your day to Thursday, son. Anyway. You know what? I can give two fucks about Sasha Banks and her big forehead. I really can.
She's a pain in the ass. I've never seen a girl bitch so much. She's been given so much in the past. And for her to just bitch, first off... You had main events on NXT NXT TakeOver. You've been women's champion in NXT. You were women's champion on Raw. You're the first ever women's tag team champion with Bayley. What the fuck do you have to complain about?
Dre says, Tamina's ugly without makeup. Like, fucked up. Look like my grandpa and shit. Ring that bell. Man, I don't know.
Why does everyone have to? Now that you know what it is, now that there's another place to go to, everyone's bitching.
Sasha Banks looks like a Doberman Pinscher.
You guys are all fucking fire tonight. Shout out to the chat room, man.
And then Bailey looks like Sergeant Slaughter's like granddaughter.
Yo, Bailey's got that fucking
shin.
That Alex Ross. If you're a comic book head, the Alex Ross Superman jaw. You know,
she's dreadful.
She's dreadful. My kid goes, "That's Choppy's word. You can't use that word." Dreadful.
That's my word. I can't help it. You want to know something? Fuck it.
No, seriously, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Dreadful.
Dreadful.
Yo, Mikey. Yo. Mikey was into that word.
Yeah, then I used it and he yelled at me.
It's
Uncle Choppy's word. You can't use that.
I guarantee he's going to use it at school now.
I guarantee he's been using it at school.
I guarantee he's going to go up to a kid who says something stupid and he's going to be like, "You're fucking dreadful."
Yeah, Belly does got them titties in the shit locker.
She does?
She has to harness them with that gigantic sports bra. Listen, she wears.
Those things are like puppets on strings. You got to go like that.
And she does have a nice shit locker, though. She does.
But she's not that pretty. Face-wise.
Again, I'm not admiring her face.
She's a butter face. Everything's good but her face. Come on. New stable name.
Bailey got that weird BFF next door, like, I'd fuck vibe. Ugh. Yeah, when, like, the parents aren't home, Dre slides over with his big fro. He's like, "What's up, Ma?" You know? And he's, like, the only black kid on the block. And she's like, "Oh, what's up?" And then she doesn't want to admit it, but she likes him. And he lays the fucking pipe to her. You ever see those after-school specials where, like, everybody hates the new black kid who lives on the block? That's Bailey. That's the awkward chick next door who fucks the black kid.
Are you calling her Winnie Cooper?
Yeah.
She's Winnie Cooper.
She's Winnie Cooper. See, Dre? She's Winnie Cooper.
Of the one.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's Winnie Cooper.
Winnie
Cooper was weird looking.
And you know what?
But the cream rise to the top, oh yeah.
You know Winnie Cooper's Portuguese, right?
Who?
Winnie Cooper?
She's not Portuguese.
Yes, she is.
You're full of shit.
She's half.
It's only the good half. Hendry!
No, seriously. All joking. She's half. She is half.
Are you sure about that?
You want to bet on it?
I'm not betting. You owe the government 14 grand. Man, I ain't betting nothing with you. You got to pay Uncle Sam, son.
Fuck Uncle Sam.
Fuck.
Fuck the revival.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Why did that guy sound like... Well, actually, better yet, why does Bruce Springsteen trying to sound like that?
Well, Joe Cocker had an excuse. The dude had, like, MS, man. He was
did?
He was sick, yeah.
Get out of here. I didn't know yet.
Yeah, he was all fucked up. Yeah.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oof.
Spit roasted. Fuck the government. Yes. I love you guys.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, look. Winnie Cooper led getting tag teamed by some BBC.
BBC, yep. Yep.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Good for her.
Bailey's the weird chick next door. Bailey Cooper.
Bailey Cooper? Why didn't they call her Bailey Cooper instead of just Bailey?
Oh, man. Episode 300, kids.
Bailey Cooper getting savaged in the back.
Getting roadhoused by a Mandingo. And not the Mandingos, a Mandingo.
House. Roadhouse.
Bailey is a 1:45 a.m. Waffle House hookup.
Oof.
Yeah, he did have MS. He did. He had some kind of...
Laugh at that, Georgie?
Of course Georgie laughs at it.
Georgie's
from Uptown. He can laugh at anything he wants.
He's got them Uptown girls.
Yeah. Suck my dick. I ain't paid taxes in 5 years.
Whoa! Don't be doing that, Dre's. Don't be doing that. Uncle Sam be like...
Uncle Sam be like,
"It's right here, my neck."
And then you know what Dre's gonna be saying? "I'm over here now."
He's over here now. I'm over here now.
I'm over here now.
He's gonna be like Wesley Snipes. "All right, guys, blue collar, white collar jail."
Wesley Snipes like, "Fuck the government." Yeah, Wesley, you going to jail, knucka.
That's okay. Wesley had flat screen TV.
Yeah, he had the John Gotti cell with the carpet and shit.
Oh, he was chilling.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. Darkness, everybody. Darkness is spreading.
Chilling like a villain on penicillin.
Yep. Damn, I laughed too. Damn.
What?
What? Oh, yeah, that's right, chilling.
What? What?
It doesn't matter! By the way, you know Wifey asked about what's his name?
About who?
My mom says.
But my mom says I could go to NXT with you guys. Because my mom says I could wear the Bullet Club shirt just like you, Phil.
I thought we were going to say about MSG, and we didn't. Oh. My mom says I could go to MSG and see G1. She thinks G1 is part of the alphabet.
My mom says I could do the alphabet on the train.
Fucking
guy. My mom says I could take the train.
You know, my wife says don't make fun of him. I'm like, babe, he's not retarded, so who cares?
How do you know?
He's not retarded.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded. She's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a bum. I have a feeling that kid is just... that he. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of that typical wrestling fan. That weird wrestling fan. That says, it's still real to me, damn it!
Dre's like, here's the trick. You gotta get arrested once they let it slide. Matt Squires, if Blade can go to jail, we can all go to jail.
Very true.
Oh, Anime Mike's in the room.
Fuck him.
What's up, little brother?
Fuck him.
Has Landon. Yo, my godson's got acne. Alright? My godson Landon has acne, and I told wifey today, I'm like, yo, you better stop giving that kid some chocolate breast milk. Yeah.
This coming from a guy. Talking about, don't give her any chocolate, okay? It's not good for him. That's why he has all them pimples on his face.
That's right. He's 2 weeks old. He shouldn't have pimples.
Fucking jerk off.
But no, he's beautiful.
Thank you.
He's beautiful.
Coming from you, that means a lot.
He had the hiccups today. I was like, and then Bree's trying to scare him. Like, what are you doing? You're going to get the kid a fucking heart attack. She's sitting there rocking him, right? I had him in the car seat thingy on my lap, right? And then he was getting those air hiccups, so she grabbed him and tried to get it out of him. So he stopped for like a minute, and then he started picking up again really fast. So she did like the scaring thing. I'm like, what are you doing? You're gonna fucking get the kid cardiac arrest. The kid's only 2 weeks old. He can't stand that kind of pressure.
Well, here we go. Shit. Hey. Congrats, Phil.
Thank you.
Episode 300, name. Welcome to the zoo, retards.
Welcome to the zoo, retards.
I like the zoo.
I like the zoo. How you doing over here?
I'm over here now.
You know who doesn't like the zoo?
Who?
He stinks, and I don't like it.
Jim Norton hates the zoo.
No, he loves it. Get out of here. Fuck him.
Logan and Landon. The L&L Express.
Yeah. Meh.
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 What else we got? That's the only news. Oh, God.
What?
I was listening to Jericho's podcast yesterday with Bully Ray.
Oh, God. What do you have to say now?
Nah, he was talking about... This was right before G1. He was
so I wasn't talking about after G1 then.
Nah, he was talking about how he didn't really care about the Hall of Fame when he was in it, and it was more for D-Von, and he's just one of those dudes, like...
Bro.
He's one of those dudes, like, he's super smart about the business, but he's such a douche at the same time.
Listen, Bully Ray, you are full of shit. You know you cared about going to that Hall of Fame. Every fucking superstar that has wrestled for WWF or WWE or Worldwide Wrestling Federation loves the fact that they're in that Hall of Fame. Listen, HBK has two, Booker has two, Rick has two rings. Just stop. Stop with the fucking nonsense. You know you like being in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and then he was like, he pitched the Bully Ray thing to Vince when they signed him a couple of years ago. For the year, and then he said they offered him like a multi-million-dollar contract to resign. They refused because he pitched the Bully Ray gimmick, and Vince said they were going to go with it. And then right before the contract expired, he said no. That's why he didn't sign.
Interesting.
So
I really could care less. I hate the Bully Ray gimmick.
Yeah, Shaylin.
And what do you know? We got a couple of haters.
It's true.
I'll tell you right now, that moment where we witnessed that with the whole Enzo and Big Cass coming in there.
You know, and then he compared Ring of Honor. He's like, Ring of Honor, this will never happen. The Garden thing will never happen again. It's lightning in a bottle.
Stop.
And I was just, I said, the more he spoke, the more I was like, oh, please, just
dude,
fucking,
shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, seriously.
Bro, how could you say that? You work for the fucking company.
Yeah, he's a fucking...
Kerry Silken is a fucking godsend to you, all right? You're lucky you got hired by Ring of Honor.
Oh, Joe, what's his name owns Ring of Honor now? The Sinclair guy. Joe Kampf, I think his name
doesn't
is?
Doesn't matter. That's like spitting in the face of Kerry Silken. Come on, dude. Bullshit.
Kerry was so drunk.
Oh, he was inebriated.
He sat in our area. He got so he's so drunk that he stopped in mid-aisle and just took one of the empty seats next to us.
Good for him.
I love Carrie.
No, shout out to Ring of Honor. It was a good show, man.
It was a great show.
It was an amazing show. Matter of fact, I'm going to watch it again this weekend.
I actually might get it on DVD.
Oh, I'm going to buy it on DVD, but I have it right now. I downloaded it from the interwebs. But,
you jerk off.
I'm a jerk off.
Anyways, do you want to do the Fuck You Wrestler of the Week?
I do.
Let's do it.
And now it's time for Choppy.
Fuck you!
Wrestler of the Week.
Now, if it's the same person that I...
Can we play, like, Guess Who? Can we play Guess Who? Can we?
If it's the same person, I think it is, because Chop and I didn't discuss this. Did I mention him 2 weeks ago on the podcast when I did the Philatorial?
Yes.
I did. Okay. Is this wrestler from Arizona?
It is.
Okay. Is this wrestler a former WWF champion?
Yes, he is.
Was this wrestler managed by the great Grand Wizard Ernie Roth?
Yes, he was.
Was this wrestler so bad that when he left he had a karate gimmick?
Yes, it is.
Could that wrestler be Superstar Billy Graham?
Well, look at you! You win the grand prize of being the best mook in the room.
Okay, terrific.
So, yes.
So, 2 weeks ago, this asshat totally runs down Kofi Kingston's feud with Daniel Bryan. Kofi's too small, Kofi's this, Kofi's that. Now that Kofi wins the fucking title, this jerk-off again, he's 107 years old, he takes to the interwebs again and says Kofi Kingston should go on steroids. Openly said this on the internet, that Kofi Kingston should go on steroids. I'm giving you the floor now.
So I'm reading this, I was just reading it, and the more I read it, the more I give me agita. The more he gave me the runs. This old man thinks that he's still back in the 70s, injecting himself with steroids. Listen, dude. People, you got to keep in mind, he just became the WWE champion. They have a wellness policy. Why the fuck would you think that Kofi's going to do steroids? And then he starts saying, well, you know, for all those fans that say that, you know, he shouldn't take steroids because of wellness policy, look at Triple H. Look at Batista. Look at John Cena. They're on steroids. And this is documented online. You could read it online.
Yeah, no, we're not making this up.
Oh, my God.
This wasn't speculated. This was copied and pasted, dude, from his account.
He pretty much just killed, like, he didn't kill any momentum, but he just pretty much killed his moment.
Here's a guy.
Still bitter.
Here's a guy who was so influential on the wrestling business, right? This is no... I'm gonna play devil's advocate for like 30 seconds. Here's a guy who was so instrumental in the wrestling business. He influenced guys like Hulk Hogan,
Jesse the Body Ventura,
right? Like, his persona was bigger than him.
Correct.
And, of course, it helped that he had fucking the Grand Wizard, one of the badass managers of all time. Correct. Ernie Roth, rest in peace. But here's a guy who can totally be an advocate for fucking pro wrestling. At his age, at his influence, he could still be an influence on the business, and he refuses because he's so fucking bitter about life. It just depresses me, man. God, misery loves company. I get it. I totally get it. Misery loves company. I get it. However, dude, stop.
And it, you know what it is? And it's not like it's like once in a while he says something negative about the wrestling business. Dude, it's every fucking week.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Well, Billy has brain damage.
Dude, I mean, I know steroids fucked up the genetic jackhammer that is Billy Graham. I know it's fucked up his spine. It couldn't have fucked up his brain because he's very coherent in what he says.
Kofi needs roids. Hashtag Kofi tits.
Listen, well, I know that's the only thing Kofi needs to do is fix that chest of his. Other than that, why would you say, hey, dude, go take some steroids because you're too small? What the fuck is Daniel Bryan? What the fuck is Finn Balor? What about fucking Ricochet? Please, you know what? Dude, shut the fuck up. We're not in the era where all the wrestlers are 300 fucking pounds and hairy and huge, because it's not going to happen, dude. You got to stop with the nonsense. Leave. You want to be noticed by WWE so badly because you want to get paid. All you care about is getting paid. You don't give a flying fuck about the wrestling business. So please stop talking You know, you can keep on talking. As a matter, just keep on talking, but don't talk about the wrestling business. Because you want to know, every time you say something about the wrestling business, it sounds asinine and stupid. So that's my fuck you wrestler of the week.
What's up, Maverick?
Mav's in the house.
Shine with Tony. They're a bunch of twinks. Ballad Club for all. These nuts in your mouth. Whoa. In your mouth.
In your mouth.
In your mouth.
Not even mouth. It's mouth.
Mouth.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's see.
You know. Oh, you like, yeah, baby. But I was so mad at that. And I normally don't get upset. You know, I normally don't like that, but only on my philatorials I get upset like that, like lately anyway, you know? But I'm just so like, dude, there's a guy that people would, like, wrestlers would listen to him. Like, if he was, like, down in NXT in a performance center or...
He doesn't have to be physical, but he can just give people advice.
Did that dude cut amazing promos? Billy Graham was the shit.
In the 70s, it was number one would be Dusty, and then he'd be number two.
Promo-wise. Oh, yeah. No, 100%. 100%.
It's insane.
Kofi has a chest I want to put ice in. Oof. Ring that bell.
Leave Kofi alone. He just got the belt. Leave him alone.
Yeah, if somebody could send me a fucking legitimate copy of that Brody documentary, I'd appreciate it. I keep getting fucking...
I want to see the one with Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, Shannon was just talking about that before. Man, I'm over it, dude.
I'm over the negativity on this fucking, like...
I'm over it, Chop. I really am over it. Like, you know, listen, there's always going to be negativity about wrestling. There's always going to be a bit... Oh, hello there, mama. Hello there.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Stop.
Go ahead.
Professionalism, please.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a beautiful text message here.
Anyways, like, we just came off a beautiful weekend of wrestling. Whether it was... fucking WrestleCon, whether it was fucking Hall of Fame, whether it was WrestleMania, G1, NXT TakeOver, you name it, it happened over the weekend. Even every indie fed was doing something over the weekend because everyone was watching wrestling. And now you have these people out there just bringing everyone's mood down after a fantastic weekend. And then, you know, and then talking shit about a guy who became the first black WWE champion. And not even that. The guy was born in Africa, legit. Born in Africa. Not even born in Massachusetts. He was born in Africa, in Ghana, of all places.
I want to welcome back Sugar Shane to the group page.
Fuck him.
No.
I love him.
We love Sugar Shane.
And it just frustrating.
Sugar Shane in the building. That's my dude, man.
Fuck him.
Will you shut the fuck up? That's my man right there.
Fuck him.
Fuck you.
Go fuck your hand.
Finish the story.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, people stop being so negative about wrestling. You know, just enjoy for what it is right now. Am I right or wrong?
No, 100%. I can't disagree with you that. All I know is that I'm always pessimistic when it comes to optimistic when it comes to pro wrestling.
Wrestling is good wrestling.
Right, I'm pessimistic about life, but I'm always optimistic about wrestling. It should be the other way around, but I'm a jerk off, so what do I know? You know?
You are a jerk off.
I am a jerk off.
God.
And you're a jerk off, and that's what I think of you.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
So,
partner.
Do we have any other news?
I did get the spoilers for NXT.
Nope.
But I'm not going to say anything.
So, before we move on to our wonderful throwback, can I get your... I want you to give your reaction to the fans about the trailer of Star Wars.
Yeah! Yes.
He almost blew his load when he saw that thing.
Dude, I had a hard on. So Phil's on Grindr. It's true. I am. Swipe left, swipe right?
Is that, I don't know.
My man, Sugar Shane. Thank you, brother. I miss you, man. I hope you well.
Thank you.
But, yeah. So, my man Jason, a couple of our friends are shitting on the title. I was like... I can't. If this is going to be the end of Star Wars and that was the
fuck... It's not.
No, they're taking a hiatus. Disney is putting the kibosh on the saga itself. They'll do, like, add-ons, like, prequels and, you know, like, they'll do, like, the Boba Fett thing, probably another... They'll do, like, individual movies. But this is it. This is the last episode of the saga, you know? And rightfully so. So if they're going to do it up, Fucking do it, man. Do it up.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I want them to do? Remember that game that came out in the mid-90s called Star Wars Shadow of the Empire?
Of course.
What was the name of the main guy in that video game?
Oh, I forgot already.
Dude, I want to see a movie about that character. That character was dope.
If they take any of the Timothy Zahn books from like the 90s and made book, they should do one about, there's one called, and I think I mentioned this on the show already, it's called Tales from Jabba's Palace. It's all like mob stories of the Outer Rim. It's all short stories about Jabba the Hutt and how he fucking menaced people for money. It's like he's the John Gotti of the Outer Rim. That's Boba Fett was. Handsome Dan Lopez in the room.
Wow, everyone's in here.
What up,
What's
Dan?
Up, buddy?
Handsome Dan. Last smart man in professional wrestling. That's my man right there. Non-professional wrestling, I should say.
But, yeah, dude, I haven't seen the trailer. But there's rumors of Emperor Palpatine.
I'm not mad at any of this, Chop. I'm not, man.
I'm not mad at it. You want to know why? How the hell is Palpatine alive if Vader killed him?
Good riddance. Fuck Star Wars.
Oof.
Yeah, a lot of people are over it. I get it. I do. I really do get it. However, the Emperor thing at the end got me, too. Like, it, because he technically, he
joined the dark side.
Right, technically, in Jedi, which my friend hasn't seen. She's going to see it on Saturday. She's never seen any of them, which sheltered life to know the story. But, what do you call it? Watch your mouth, Lopez. Here we go. See, now I incited a fucking Star Wars. You incited a Star Wars.
Fuck you. I don't care.
No, all jokes aside, it was implied that the Emperor died in Jedi.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't. I
guess the dark side never dies.
The Sith has been around for a gazillion years.
Also, why is it that we get Kylo Ren as our Vader? Why is Kylo Ren our Darth Vader?
He should, well, he's not our Darth Vader.
My Darth Vader is Darth Vader.
My Darth Vader is David Prowse, yes, and James Earl Jones. That's, yes, my Darth Vader. That don't get that twisted.
How, but this generation,
but Kylo Ren, see, that's the thing though. Kylo Ren develops the character develops from the last three movies.
He's such a bitch.
This movie, he's not going to be a bitch at all. This movie is going to be the fucking pinnacle.
What a bitch he is.
And they got people in place that are doing, they're doing right by the movie. It's not like a fucking thing where they just hang it off to people. And like, they got people involved, producers and writers who are into the genre, who know the Star Wars legacy, and Disney's backing it. So it can't be as bad as people think it's going to be.
A lot of people shit on fucking The Last Jedi. You know how many people shit on that movie?
They did. Dan, I appreciate it, man. Dan's been with us since day one. A lot of people have been with us since day one. This is incredible.
Old fat Lando coming back. You saw that shit?
Someone's got to drive the Falcon while fucking What's-A-Face is out fighting, you know, the First Order.
Kylo Ren is fixing the helmet right now, probably.
He is.
If he had never removed that helmet, I'd have been happy.
I'm not mad at any of this.
I wish he would not have removed that helmet in the first
place. I wish they would fucking, listen, the fact that they got another generation, the fact that Disney owns my childhood, Disney basically, outside of Warner Brothers, Disney owns my entire childhood, Choppy.
Pretty much.
I'm not mad at it, because it's going to just keep going.
You know what I can't wait for?
What?
The What If animated series coming out on the Disney app. Woo-hoo-hoo. It's going to be great.
Vader was a whiny brat when he was a kid. I don't like the sand. It's true.
Listen. When he became Vader in Revenge of the Sith?
You were the chosen one. Hello? You were the chosen one.
I'm sorry. You were supposed to bring balance to the Force.
Not go...
It's awesome. Well, he did bring balance to the Force. You know what? Yeah, his kids brought...
His kids.
His kids brought balance to the Force.
His kids brought balance to the Force.
Fucking jerk off Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi
jerk off Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that guy who played Obi-Wan.
The old man?
No, not the old man. I'm talking about...
From the prequels.
Yeah. I liked Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon was dope.
He was dope. I don't care. Listen, episode one was not as bad as people think it is. I actually enjoyed it.
I was telling my friend this Monday. The only one she's like, you sure? So I was telling her how we're going to watch the movies. She's like, is there any one of them that you don't like? I'm like, yeah, I didn't like the second prequel movie, which is the Attack
Clone
of the
Wars.
It was, she's like, we didn't like it. Was it bad? I'm like, it was.
That fight scene with
it was, I don't know.
God, with the fight scenes with, what's his name?
Count Dooku.
Count Dookie. And
that was a good character, though.
I hated that character.
No, I like General Grievous. I like some of that was nice, but the fucking it just didn't flow for me.
The Yoda fight scene was dope. When Yoda got in it,
Yoda's hard, dude.
Bro.
Yoda's hard.
When Yoda jumped in, I was like, "There's no way. What the fuck is Yoda gonna do?" All of a sudden,
fuck that. That
he fuck yo Yoda fucked up Palpatine in the third one.
My balls, you lick.
Yeah, my balls. How feel you? I love Yoda in the prequels.
I'm not mad at Disney, man. I can't hate. I love all of it. And it's not even like the fact that everybody knows I'm a nostalgia junkie, but like, come on, dude. How can you get mad at the First Order? All that shit. Captain Phasma, the new fucking the upgraded versions of the TIE fighters, like, come on, dude. The guy Finn who defects.
I like
BB-8. I like all of that shit.
Every character that's on there I love, except for fucking Kylo Ren. He's a bitch. I fucking hate that character.
Who's the pilot again? What's his name?
Which one?
The guy that Finn helps.
Oh,
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I got your jacket. He's like, yeah. But still, like, I'm just...
I hate Kylo Ren. He's the worst fucking...
He's my least favorite. I don't hate him. When he killed his dad, that was fucking amazing. When he killed Han Solo?
Bro, if he had just left the fucking helmet on and not revealed himself, I would have been happy.
I like the actor, too, because he was in that Spike Lee Ku Klux Klan movie.
Fuck him.
No, dude, I'm sorry, man. You guys are not seeing the whole picture. I don't.
You know what? You know what I see? I see bullshit.
Big Tone in the building.
I love Big Tone.
What makes sense? That makes sense. What makes Kylo Ren awesome? Because he's an emo bitch. Completely unhinged, 100%. And like me and Tony agree. But
he's the hipster version of Darth Vader.
But wait until this episode. This episode, it's all gonna come together. He's gonna try to fucking destroy everything.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Al Palpatine's gonna try to destroy everything.
Drink the Haterade, Phil. Come to the dark side.
Join the dark side.
Dan, I'll drink the Haterade if it's bad. Like if I'm already my night's already reserved. I already have the day off. I'm already set for it.
The Last Jedi was good. I enjoyed it.
I loved all the movies.
They're all good. They're all good. I just don't like Kylo Ren. I don't. I'm sorry. As a villain, he's not that menacing.
Poe Dameron, that was his name.
Poe.
I like
Poe
him
was
too.
That's his name.
I like him too.
Yeah.
But again, like I'll drink the Haterade, whatever flavor you want, except for watermelon and strawberry. I don't like Gatorade, like this nasty flavored shit. But anyway, if it's bad, 100% I'll shit on it. But I have to see it
first.
We
have to see it first before you shit. I'll tell you right now which movie was bad. Hellboy.
So Hellboy last night.
What a shit fest.
I was disappointed because it was well casted. Well casted. The story was good, but it was so much over the top gore. Like
it's just there for shock value.
It was obnoxious. All the gore. It was so obnoxious. The story was fun, though. That story would be great to read. I don't want to give it away, but. And the guy's not. And everybody's like, oh, he's not Ron Perlman. Choppy said he's not Ron Perlman. He's not. But he was okay. Yeah.
Why you gotta be so optimistic about Hellboy? Ugh.
Because Hellboy is a good. Anytime they do a reboot, it's bound for disaster.
The positive player, Phil Rea.
But I only paid $4 for the ticket. I wouldn't pay full $20 for that again.
Good for you.
So it's not something I would go see again. It's probably not something I'd buy. But I tried to bring out the positives in the movie. It wasn't very good though. The story was good, just the fucking over the top fucking guts and gore. It was like stupid. There was gore scenes in almost every fucking scene. Anytime it was like physical violence, somebody's head was getting ripped off, getting sliced, getting chewed apart. It was retarded, you know?
Anyways,
over here now.
I think we should go take a break.
Should we?
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock, dude.
Oh, yeah. Look, dude, time flies when we're having fun at 300, huh?
Yeah.
We got some good stuff tonight. We have the 30th anniversary, I should say.
Of the Mega Powers.
The Mega Powers exploding. That we should have did fucking 3 weeks ago, but, you know, life happens. What are you going to do?
Life did happen.
A lot of life happened. New life, everything. A lot of good stuff happened. A lot of bad shit, too. But we persevere. That's what we do, Chop.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for, because we're waiting for it. Correct. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks for your 300th time. We're going to take a short break. We're going to plug our friends. Again, thanks to the Wizards for the love when you played at the beginning of the episode. You catch on a download. It's really funny.
We'll be right back after this midget break.
Ring that bell and mute the buttons.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
The Mega Power! Explode! Here at WrestleMania 5!
And we're back. The fuck was that? Choking over there, cuz, you all right? Choppy said he's eating his white Reese's because white is right. That's exactly what he said to me.
You can't prove that.
And I was like, yeah, they read lips, bro. That's what you said. And he goes, remember, Choppy's the racist, not Andre. I forgot. So Choppy just revealed to me recently that he's bipolar.
Yeah, hey, we got a single in my throat now.
Sorry. Jesus Christ. Well, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry.
Are you feeling okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, thank God. Please don't choke. Oof. You'd ruin me. Oh, man. Are we ready, dude? Any notes? Anything you want to say before we go into our throwback?
I do, actually.
Talk to me.
You're a jerk off.
You're a jack off. That's what I think of you.
Alright, let's do it up, man. You ready?
And now, here is your throwback of the week,
sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
I feel like Jack Lemmon from fucking The Outcome.
Great show. That's actually, it's not Jack, well, the original.
It's not Walter Matthau.
No, it was Jack Klugman.
I'm talking about the movie, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
November 13th, Felix Unger. It's Felix Unger Day. Goggle that shit. That's right.
You like that shit?
You like this shit?
You better like this shit. That's no lie.
Oh, the mega powers explode. WrestleMania 5 was the fifth annual WrestleMania from April 2nd, 1989, 30 years ago this month. From the historic City Convention Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey. 18,946 people attended this event. The commentators were Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse the Body Ventura.
I actually enjoy this pay-per-view a lot.
This was one of my favorite WrestleManias of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all know the story. I mean, we've done this pay-per-view before. On the podcast, but it's the 30th anniversary. We're doing stuff from 89. We're going to be doing some NWA stuff in a couple of weeks. I'm excited about that. But tonight is WrestleMania 5, and this was probably top 5 or 3 favorite WrestleManias for me. I go two. WrestleMania 2 is my favorite. 5, I loved 6.
I'm trying to think here.
When did Hogan fight Sid Justice? That was 8?
That was number 8.
From Indianapolis?
Yep.
Yeah.
For me, it's number 1. Believe it or not, you're going to think I'm crazy. Number 1 is 21 for me. Number 2 is 3.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4... Number 1, 21. Number 3, number 2 is 3. Number 3 is WrestleMania 4, where Macho won the title in the tournament.
Yep.
And then I would consider the. And then number 4 is probably WrestleMania 7 with Hogan and Slaughter.
Oh.
I really like that one a lot.
Pastor Sydal's in the room.
Jesus!
What's up, Pastor?
Fuck him.
Stop it.
I love you.
I love 8 too, Otto. But WrestleMania 5, this was a weird time. Not a weird time, I should say, but there was guys coming in and out. It was weird seeing certain guys on WWE, WWF television, like the Powers of Pain and the Brainbusters, being that I finally got to see NWA on television, even though it was 6 months delayed on UHF, U68, because I didn't have TBS at the time. 5 is not a favorite of mine for several reasons. All right, well, everybody has their thing. But this is one of my favorites just because...
There's Downward Spiral Dan with his comments.
Well, Dan's very
negative.
Know, no, he's not negative. He's but listen, in fairness, and there's only a few of us that can do this. Dan will back up every single thing he says and give you a legitimate reason. He's just not hating shit for the sake of hating shit. That's why Dan is a friend of ours. That's why we respect him as a peer, and that's why he's good at what he does. So I don't knock his hustle. I don't have to agree with him. But I'll always respect his opinion.
Well, I respect his opinion, absolutely. I didn't say I respect
it. I'm just saying, like, because, I mean, you know, there's a few things that I probably hate that he loves and vice versa. Just because of my age and because of certain performers.
I'm sure him and Mike love the Young Bucks.
No, they don't. Yeah. Yeah, Sugar Shane. That's one of the reasons why I like this pay-per-view, because I liked seeing Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard on TV. And I'll get into that in a minute. But, okay, so we know that there were only 2 WrestleManias held at this convention center. It was 4 and 5, obviously, right? You know, obviously, Piper coming back was something to be told. Morton Downey Jr. My down thing for me was Run DMC. I loved them so much, but it was fucking terrible. That WrestleMania rap was awful. But it was Run DMC, so. All right, so now we all know. The feud of the century, started October 3rd in 87.
Mm-hmm.
Savage got a shot at the IC title.
He's a honky-tonk man.
He was attacked by the Hart Foundation. Hogan came to save him. That started it. So WrestleMania 4, Savage, of course, Choppy just mentioned WrestleMania 4. He beats Ted DiBiase. He's the champ in the tournament final. Still my favorite match in that tournament was him and Butch Reed, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that match. Him and Butch. Absolutely. Savage and Butch Reed was my favorite match in that tournament. So then they became the Mega Powers. And they feuded with, you know, with a bunch of teams. And then, of course, it all comes to a head. Savage gets a little jealous. There was an incident on Saturday Night's Main Event where Hogan was getting fucking double-teamed by the Twin Towers. And Savage comes out. Elizabeth takes Hogan to the back because he was beat up. And Savage gets a little upset. And then February 3rd, the breakup. The lust in your eyes, he said to him.
Hulk Hogan! You said you said you didn't love Elizabeth? That was a lie. I love Elizabeth like a sister. That shit was great.
You know, and then even the Rumble match was, you know, when Hogan accidentally eliminated Macho Man when he was trying to knock out Bandus Brown.
Correct.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was so many things that led up to Savage. And there's an argument there, too. People will still say that Savage was right. You have been saying it, that Hogan had lust in his eyes forever.
Of course he did.
I think my first conversation with you was, you know, Savage had fucking lust in his eyes. Oh, Hogan had lust in his eyes, right? I'm like, you're Macho Man, Mark, ain't you? Yeah, he's my fucking favorite wrestler.
Goddamn right. You like this man? You better like this man. God damn it.
Oh, easy on the bell, man.
I'll get you a new one. Fuck it.
No. I like that bell.
You do? You like this bell?
You like this bell. You better like this bell. So that's going to be the another storyline was, of course, Ravishing Rick Rude and the Ultimate Warrior for the IC title. I really enjoyed this feud because I loved Rick Rude, of course, with the whole the super pose down.
Of course.
That was pretty cool.
Dude, that pose down.
That was at the Rumble.
That's iconic, that pose down.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Beautifully done.
Yeah, and of course, Rick Rude being Rick Rude wearing the tights and... Doesn't help that he has Bobby Heenan and, you know, whatever. And it's just, you know, Team Macho, fuck Hogan. Yeah, see, Dan Lopez is on your side.
Aha!
See, I'm not a Hulk Hogan guy anyway, so I guess I'm Team Macho.
You know what? For all the shit that Hogan gets, the match with him and Macho Man on this pay-per-view was actually really good.
No, it was really good.
Really,
listen,
really good.
As much shit as I give Hulk Hogan, he's had some good matches. Whether it was him and Savage, him and Andre, him and Orndorff, him and Great Muta in Japan... Hogan's had good matches. Hogan and Bockwinkel from the AWA, They had good matches. So, like, I mean, he's had matches. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Rude did make the Warrior look good. A lot of people made the Warrior look good.
Rude was amazing.
Yeah. Another feud was the Demolition and the Powers of Pain. At the Survivor Series, Fuji turns on the Demolition and gets the and hires the services of the Powers of Pain. Again, another team that I was in shock that they were in WWF because I just saw them in the NWA with Paul Jones.
Those two were massive.
So big.
Massive.
Massively big team. Yeah, Paul Jones had some great teams, and he had the Russians, the Assassins. He had Ivan Koloff. He had Shaska Watley. He had the Powers of Pain. The Powers of Pain had that feud with the Road Warriors when they broke the weight plate of Animal's face. Road Warrior Animal. He had to wear like the hockey mask.
Yep.
But, and then they face painted the hockey mask. Fucking brilliant. That was another match. You know, Jake the Snake was in a feud with Andre the Giant. Andre had a fear of snakes. It was legit, actually. Didn't like snakes, but for the sake of being Andre, he put Jake over for the feud.
And Jake said he liked working with Andre just because it put Jake in a different light in the fans' eyes. Because anybody that went up against Andre, they went up to that next level, pretty much making him like main event talent.
Yeah, even Terry Taylor had a little bit of a shine. Now, this Terry Taylor is one of those guys that. Was a phenomenal wrestler.
Not a fan.
No, you weren't. You're not a fan. Phenomenal wrestler, but had a shit gimmick. And that was the norm back then. There's a ton of guys that had a great gimmick that could, you know.
Is it fair to say that I thought Terry Taylor was an okay wrestler, but a great teacher?
That's fair.
He's a great teacher.
Again, you're entitled to that, dude.
He's a great teacher.
No one's right. No one's wrong. It's all opinions, brother.
I mean, I just think that he had an okay gimmick in WCW and an okay gimmick in WWE.
All right. So we had Mean Gene in the back. Tony Schiavone making his debut, I think.
Correct.
It means, right? Mm-hmm. Sean Mooney, Channel 9's own.
I love
Okay.
Sean Mooney.
Dude, no disrespect to Jake the Snake's sister, but Rockin' Robin.
Bro!
Did a terrible.
Terrible!
Dreadful.
Bro, even like Jesse was like, hey, Rockin' Robin, don't quit your day job. Wow! On live TV! I'm surprised Vince didn't give him shit for that.
Wow. Yeah. So your first match,
the great King Haku.
Haku. Bless you.
Thank you.
We just saw Haku wrestle. At G1.
You know who else we saw? The great Muda.
The great Muda.
And you know who else we saw?
Jushin Thunder Liger.
That's great.
What's up, Mark?
I know
my name is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Marky Mark and the Funky Marks.
The best is when Rob is sitting down and somebody stands up and he's like, sit down, Mark.
Sit down, Mark. Yeah, so Hercules, this was fucked up. You don't think about this until you're older.
Okay.
Hercules was sold to Ted DiBiase.
And he was not happy.
As a slave. Ring the bell. How fucked up is that?
Well, he's Puerto Rican. What do you expect?
He's not.
I mean, he is part of that country where.
Yeah, Hercules was one of those guys that, you know, was like a flash in the pants. Like, he was.
I actually enjoyed him.
No, I didn't dislike him.
Him and Paul Roman.
Power and Glory.
I love him.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
That team is great.
That was a good team. That was a good team when they had, and Slick was their manager.
I thought they were going to get the belts eventually.
They should have gotten the belts. And I'm not a Paul Roma guy by no means, but that was a good team.
I liked them.
Yeah.
And I think Paul Roma and fucking Mr. Wonderful were great.
Pretty Wonderful, former World Tag Team Champions.
Yes, man.
Yes, buddy.
See.
It's my man right there, Mr. Wonderful.
He should have been WWF champion, by the way.
Don't get me started.
He should have been.
Dude, I agree I've been with saying you. This for 7 years.
Me and Chris went into an argument last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
You defended me?
Yeah.
My dude.
He was like, Mr. Wonderful should have been champion. He's like, no, you shouldn't have been.
Chris is the biggest Hogan Mark.
Oh, my God.
He's been a Hogan Mark since the first grade. I've known Chris since first grade.
I love Chris. Him and his daughter came up to me and said, what's up?
Yeah. Chris is a good dude. He messaged me while I was on the escalator at the Barclay.
Really?
He's like, oh, we miss you. I'm like, I miss you guys, too. I'll be back in September for FTW. FTW is going to be at the Elks Lodge in June.
Correct.
Yeah. But I can't go. I have to go see Mikey perform.
Oh, shit, Shoppy.
Pull him against the shaft. Anyway.
Shaft!
No, you just one bad month. You shut your mouth. Don't talk about shaft. All right, so King Haku versus Hercules. Not a bad match.
That pin, oh, that suplex, though.
Oh, yeah.
That suplex, though, huh?
The bridging back suplex,
yeah,
to win the match.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was pretty dope, actually.
Oh, yeah, dude, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. This match was a mismatch.
I like the Twin Towers.
I like the Twin. I like, yeah. Shout out to my man Joe who wears the Twin. My man Joe to this day, he wears a Twin Towers T-shirt.
I mean, how tall was Akeem? He was like 6'7", 6'8"?
One man gang, yeah.
And then Big Boss Man was like 6'6", 6'5". Both of them weighed about 350 pounds. Well,
no. The gang was 400. Four bills. And Boss Man at his heaviest was almost four bills.
I agree.
You know? Jason Grooms, guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a fat dick for Choppy's motherfucking mouth.
You have one of those? Who would have thought?
Ring that bell.
Who would have thought he had one of those? Oh, my God.
I love it. What's up, Groomsy?
The man of that size can actually find it.
Groomsy. My nephew Nick's in the room. What's up, Nick?
You hated Akeem's gimmick? I love the African Dream.
Akeem, the African Dream. I didn't hate that at all.
I actually enjoyed it.
Do you remember the promos? No. You remember the promos when Slick finds him?
And then Mean Gene's like, that's not Akeem. That's the one man gang, if I'm not mistaken.
Brother.
And then he's dancing to the ring. That shit was dope.
Brother. I gotta get that as a soundbite.
That And you know, you ever seen his interview about him being Akeem?
No.
He pretty much said, he knew, he was like, I knew it was going to be a comedy gimmick, but I didn't know, like, I don't know how to dance.
So that was the whole point.
And that's the whole point.
That was the whole point. That was why, that's what made the gimmick so fucking
that's
good.
That's why you're a jerk off.
That's why you're a jerk off. Eat a dick. No, congrats, Ebo. Thank you.
Thanks, guy.
Choppy, eat a dick. Phil and Choppy, eat a dick.
You know what I think of you? I think you're a jerk off.
You're a jerk off. And that's what I think of you.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
Second match of the evening was the Twin Towers.
And the Rockers.
And the Rockers.
Dude, the Rockers are like 5'10", and then weighing 180, and then the Twin Towers are like 400 pounds. I feel bad for the Rockers, but it was still a good match.
I can't, like, you look at Shawn Michaels, right? And I know Shawn Michaels is fucking royalty. I was never a Shawn Michaels fan. I respect his work.
I was more of a Bret fan than I was a Shawn.
Yeah, me too. I actually didn't like really that much. If I had to choose, it'd be Bret, but I wasn't a big fan of
both. So during the New Generation, who's your guy?
The New Generation?
It's tough, right?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I was going for Bret.
Yeah.
You weren't a Diesel guy?
No.
You know,
no.
How cool would it have been if it was like Razor?
I liked Undertaker, too.
Fuck the Undertaker.
I liked him. I liked...
You don't like Razor?
I did like Razor Ramon.
Razor was dope.
I did. I guess he'd be my favorite. Yeah,
but he wasn't like the champ, though. I feel bad for that he didn't get the title at least once.
Nah, he was... I don't know.
Hey, yo!
You need people like me to point your fucking fingers at...
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Joe Frank, do you know what a hasa is?
Do you know what a hasa is?
It's a pig that don't fly straight.
I did what I could, but I never fucked you, Frank. I never fucked you. You too, Mel. You fucked up too.
Watch it, Tony.
Easy, Tony.
The movie's great.
Hey, Mel, why don't you get 2 first-class tickets to the resurrection?
Fuck you!
Fuck! That's where I got your fuck you of the week from. That was Frank.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Twin Towers versus Natural Disasters. Who wins?
Natural Disasters.
Really? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't care.
I do.
Oh, no, I'm just
the fans care.
Well, I'm rooting for the referee. For the reinforced ring.
Half a ton of mass in that ring.
All right, so this was a fucked up match, man.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
No, I mean, it was fucked up because it was so, you know. I mean, when Akeem hits they called it the Air Africa.
What's wrong with that?
Just it's funny. Nothing wrong with it. No, nothing's wrong. It's funny. Listen. When you don't think it's funny 30 years ago. I was 15 30 years ago. Like, dude, it was...
Can we all just agree to that he had the shittiest fucking splash in the world?
Who? The gang?
I don't like
No way.
I hated his splash.
Have you ever seen a one-man gang wrestle? Like, dude, he was a massive man. And he was agile for his size. No, that splash was money, man.
I just like him as Akeem.
Oh, yeah.
He sucked as everything else.
Air Africa. It's true.
Fuck him.
Yeah, but he hits the... well, he gets powerbombed. Marty Jannetty takes a beating. But this is before Shawn Michaels had the crooked eye, the lazy eye.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Shawn have the injury already?
No.
It wasn't the knee injury of this one? Because he didn't really... Did he? Whatever. Anyway.
No, because they did the missile drop kick.
Yeah, I remember
And then
that.
Akeem tagged in, yes. Dumped Jannetty... Michaels came on the top rope, but Boss Man powerbombed him.
One man mook.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, and then he powerbombed him, and Akeem hit him with the Air Africa.
Dan says Typhoon doesn't deserve to go over nobody. That's great.
It's true. Now, wait a minute. Akeem wasn't black?
No.
I don't think. Jason's from Iowa. I don't think they have any black people in Iowa, so I don't think he could tell.
God damn!
I don't think so. Black people in Iowa.
God, you are ignorant.
It's funny.
Ray to the cyst.
Ray? Oh, to the AY. Hey,
to the cyst.
To the cyst. Gang had a great splash. That's right, Dan. See?
Man.
Oh, you're fucking nuts, dude.
Fuck you.
Dude, the gang had... The one man gang was the shit, dude.
You know what a great splash?
Bundy.
Yes.
Bundy had a great splash.
Bundy had a great splash.
One Man Gang had a great splash.
Yeah, okay.
Who else?
Vader?
Of course, Vader.
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam did. He didn't really do a splash though, did he? No.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of. He did.
Viscera.
Nah.
Shut the fuck.
Yoko.
Yoko had a fantastic splash.
I know he did.
And he also had a better leg drop than Hogan did.
That's for a 600-pound man?
For any man. Any man. Forget it.
No Yardbird in Iowa. It's true.
How did Tugboat become Typhoon? Did he get caught in a bad storm or they just brought him in as a different guy?
Ring that bell. You guys are on fire tonight.
It's true.
You guys are on fire. I love it.
You know what? I want to know that. My ass. They call the east side of Waterloo, Iowa, Waterboo.
Waterboo.
Oh, Warrior had a good splash.
Warrior had a good splash, too.
But he wasn't a big man.
Yeah, who had the best big man? I'm telling you, the gang had a good splash, man.
I thought Mark Henry had a good splash.
Yeah, you need to watch some more one-man gang matches, dude.
Fuck him.
Fuck him, huh? Gang had a better splash than Bundy. Wow.
Really?
Really?
Really, Uptown? No. Wow. Stop.
You know what? That could be a segment on a future show.
Who had the best splash?
The best big man splash.
Haystacks.
Haystacks didn't do a splash, though. Yeah. He did the fucking, like, the sit on a guy. He just sat on a dude.
Who had the better sit down? Was it Yoko or Haystacks?
Haystacks had him by 200 pounds, at least.
Oh, man. Well, oof.
Big Sally Graziano. Yee.
Big Sally had a really good one.
How about the Big Val Puccio from the Bronx, baby? You guys remember Big Val Puccio from ECW?
I don't remember him.
Yeah, look up Big Val Puccio. The Big Val Puccio from the Bronx, baby.
Dan said, one of Yoko's legs weighed as much as Hogan. It's very true.
What was Hogan? 308, 306?
No, in the 90s, Hogan was like 280.
Well, he was billed as 300 pounds. I'm not saying he was. I'm saying
no. In the 90s, no. In the 80s, he was definitely 300 pounds. In the 90s, he had slimmed out a lot because of that steroid scandal.
All right, your next match was a non-title for the self-proclaimed million-dollar championship. New Hall of Famer, Brutus Bob Beefcake.
Fuck him.
Yeah, taking on Ted DiBiase.
It was okay.
DiBiase carried him.
Because we're talking about fucking the Disciple. We're talking the Booty Man.
Yes. No. Yes. No. Remember he was Zodiac?
Zodiac.
Yes.
Brother Brudai. No. Why?
Yeah, Hogan was listed as 303. You're right.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, back in 87.
Yeah. Didn't he weigh like 320 at one point?
Yeah, probably. Earthquake. Earthquake had the sit down, the running sit down. Earthquake had the. He was well respected in Japan too, man. He was
because he was a legit sumo wrestler.
Well, that but no, he but he did wrestle in Japan.
I know that, but he was also a legit sumo. Did he ever win the title of Yokozuna?
I don't know.
I think he did.
Probably me might have. Big John Tenta.
What a beast he was.
He was a beast, dude.
He was
yeah.
also Golga in the Oddities.
Golga. With the Cartman shirt. Anyway, yeah. This was a. I don't know. I didn't like Beefcake at this point. I like Beefcake as a heel. I didn't like him as the barber. I liked him better as a heel.
He looked like a horribly dressed stripper from Chippendales.
That was the whole point.
Ugh.
He was Brutus Beefcake. That was his gimmick.
Matter.
Now he's the barber with a terrible mullet. DiBiase. Beefcake hit a hanging suplex, and then DiBiase put the million-dollar dream on him, grabbed the ropes, slams DiBiase's face in the corner, applies the barber chair, which is called the sleeper hold. Virgil, of course, gets involved, distracting Beefcake, and then that's when Beefcake... But Beefcake no-sells the fucking chase Virgil, which is retarded. DiBiase comes up behind, they brawl outside the ring, there's no contest. So, and fucking...
I like when they call the sleeper hold the goodnight, Irene.
That was Adrian Adonis' event.
I know, I love that.
And he was calling it that when he was still Adrian Adonis. When Jimmy Hart first got him, when he had the leather jacket on and the Yankee boots.
Did he use that when he was with Jesse? As an East-West Coast connection?
East-West connection, correct. That was his finisher, the Goodnight Irene. You know, he did a clothesline sort of suit of the Sling Blade. Too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, yeah. Him and Murdoch, too? Holy shit, they were a mean team.
Former tag team champions.
Mean tag team.
You know what? When he was when he gained all that weight, he had a really good splash, too.
Yeah, I loved Adrian Adonis.
Adrian Adonis is a very underrated dude.
Oh, no, he was amazing, actually.
I love him. I love that guy.
Puts on 70 pounds, and he can still fucking run. He can still go
His
with anybody.
His match with a Piper at WrestleMania 3 was insane.
His stuff with everybody at that time was serious. He was good. I remember him fighting Hogan in the Garden as the adorable one. And, I mean, he bumped. I mean, Hogan, at one point Hogan was doing the pillar to post, you know, whipping him to the turnbuckles. Dude, he was whipping into them turnbuckles like he was a fucking cruiserweight. He was a bump machine too, Adrian Adonis.
Adrian, you know who he reminded me of? The Crippler, Ray Stevens, the way he moved.
Oh, well. Yeah, Crippler was, and him and, what's his face? They ran the Midwest, Ray Stevens and, not Ray Stevens. Ray Stevens and no, I was thinking about the Crush. I'm sorry. Ray Stevens and
Pat Patterson,
yeah, and Cali. They were a fucking mean team.
I like Ray Stevens and Nick Bockwinkel.
Oh my god,
so good.
You guys want to see tag team wrestling? That there's nothing like that.
Watch Nick Bockwinkel and Ray Stevens against the High Flyers. Holy fuck!
Your fourth match was between the Fabulous Russo brothers, now managed by the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Against the Bushwhackers.
What a shit fest.
Mm. This was probably my least favorite match of the night.
Oh, it was terrible. I couldn't watch it.
You couldn't watch it? Would you fast forward it?
Oh, I just went right through it. I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, Adrian did beat Uncle Elmo with the elbow drop. Adrian had a famous triangle match with Patterson and Graham. That's true.
When was this?
That was,
I want to see it.
That's early 80s, right, Jay? Please refresh me.
Oh, my God. I got to see that match. That must be amazing.
Yeah. The Bushwhackers were terrible. I mean, this was weird to me, too, because I had just got done seeing this shit from Mid-South.
How are they not the sheep herders in WWF? I don't get it.
Because of money. they didn't... See, here's the thing, too. They were in their 40s at this point.
They were.
And this is Vince being Vince, being
pushing
like...
Pushing 50, by the way.
Yeah, this is Vince being Vince going, listen, you guys don't have to fucking call people's heads up anymore with flagpoles. Come here, be retarded, and we'll pay you, you know? He told Dusty the same thing. Wear polka dots, dance, and I'll pay you. And I'm not going to lie about it. Like, looking back on it now, and then hearing their Hall of Fame speeches, it was great for them. These guys put all that work in. Sheep Herders were all over the map. They did Mid-South. They did Mid-Atlantic.
New Zealand.
They were a team. They were a sick-ass team. But now they just take a breather.
They were feared.
Yeah. Ask the Rock and Roll Express. Ask the Fabulous Ones.
Ask the Fantastics. Go.
Oh, Tommy Rogers.
Oh, wait.
Here we go. Hold on. Tommy Rogers. Bobby Fulton. Hold on. Who is it? Is it here?
I don't know.
Where's my sound? Where's my sound effects? Hello? Where's my sound effects? Tommy Rogers, Bobby Fulton, the Fantastics.
That was great.
Yeah. But that was a big feud with the Fantastics.
Yeah.
So I was referring to a gay triangle match.
Here I thought it was legit.
You guys aren't making the awesome WrestleMania sound awesome. Related because it wasn't.
No, it was good. I mean, this match was terrible.
No, next match is really good, though.
Yes.
The Blue Blazer and Mr. Perfect.
I mean, Owen Hart against fucking Mr. Perfect is amazing.
No, this was a really good match.
I enjoyed it.
This is a really good...
Hell yeah, it was. Yeah. It was great.
Who
threw a better Perfect Plex than Mr. Perfect, though?
Shane Douglas.
You think so? No, Shane did a Pittsburgh...
They just named it differently.
It's not the same.
Oh, come on.
He would drop motherfuckers on their head.
Who, Perfect?
No!
Shane Douglas?
Shane did.
When he was sloppy about it. But
no, that was the point, jerk off. That was a perfect plex, and Shane did was a perfect brain buster.
So, Blue Blazers knew at this point, the match was pretty good.
Pretty good. It was downright amazing.
No, no, it was really good. No, I'm just joking.
My match of the night.
This is your match tonight?
Hell yeah.
Blazer got some of his moves in. He went for a split-legged moonsault on Perfect, who hit Blazer with the knees. Gets a chin lock on him. Blazer escapes that. Hits Perfect with a boot to the head. Follows it up with a nice power slam. You're seeing early Owen Hart, by the way. Because we know who he was at that point. No one knew who he was. And then a belly-to-belly for the near falls. And he busts out of a crucifix. Another near fall. Began arguing with the ref. This helped Perfect connect with the forearm. And a perfect plex. I like when he used to call the spot in a ring. And now you're going to see a perfect plex. That was pretty fucking cool. That when he called the spot in a ring. See? Look at Shane Wynn. Jalen, see, because this is a little bit delayed, so they're not here.
I got a better one for you. Who wins this match? The franchise Shane Douglas versus the game Triple H.
You mean ECW Triple H? I mean ECW Shane Douglas?
Yes.
Oh, that's like a double count out type of shit, man.
Here's another one for you. Who wins this? The Triple Threat.
Which Triple Threat? The Bam original?
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam and Candido or Benoit Malenko?
Bam Bam Candido.
Okay.
With Shane Douglas.
Okay.
Against Shawn, Triple H, and China.
It's
DX.
I gotta go with the Triple Threat.
Me too. But who do you think we're winning against Shane Douglas and Triple H? Just those two.
See, I can do Fantasy Warfare, Triple H going to ECW. Ooh. As the game. Can you imagine if Paulie had him against Taz and Shane Douglas and Rob Van Dam? And
you know, it's sad, though, because they'll... All
right. We could do that another time, though.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. The sixth match was the WWF Tag Team Handicap match. Demolition, like I said, the face team now going against Powers of... defending against Master Fuji and the Powers of Pain.
Dude. Again, look at the slabs of beef inside this match. Insane.
No, I love Demolition at this point.
Me too.
I know I shouldn't because I'm a Road Warrior, Mark, but I loved everything about Demolition. And I love the Powers of Pain. I remember a lot of my friends in school, they didn't know who the Powers of Pain were. But I knew. I was a wrestling fan. You know, these kids were casual fans. So I couldn't get mad at them. But I'm like, yo, you have no idea who the Powers of Pain... I thought the Powers of Pain were going to win the titles. Because Fuji could still go at that point. Fuji was still, you know, a little mobile, you know?
I would love to have seen the Powers of Pain versus the LOD in WWF.
That almost happened.
It almost did, but it never did.
It was better in the NWA, though.
You think so?
Oh, that fucking...
The bench press...
I'm telling you, when they broke Animal's face and they jumped Paul Ellering, forget about it. This was a good match, actually. Fuji gets tagged in only when it's convenient, obviously. That's what they did with Bobby Heenan, too. Fuji missed the Fuji drop. Warlord cut Axe's tag off with Smash, but it was hit with a forearm. Axe tags in Smash. Axe dumps the Barbarian while Smash beats up on the Warlord. Fuji tries to throw salt in his tights to Smash, but Smash ducks and hits the Warlord instead. Mm-hmm. And then Demolition grabbed Fuji and hit him with the Demolition Decapitation. And that was it. They pinned Master Fuji and returned the titles.
Not changing subjects or anything. Could you imagine the Warlord and the Barbarian in like a Conan movie?
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
Oh, my God. They'd be amazing, those movies.
Was the Baron manager? Yes. Baron Von Raschke was their manager. Yes.
Was he? What?
Briefly, yes.
Really?
He had the hood on his face. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yes, he was. Shane, good call. Your seventh match was awful. No, it wasn't. It was all right. It was Dino Bravo beating up on Ronnie Garvin.
I enjoyed it.
That was cool.
You want to know why?
Because Ronnie Garvin's a dick.
There you go.
And he can't wrestle.
Fuck him.
Dino Bravo can wrestle. And was legitimately one of the strongest men in the world.
Dino Bravo was a fucking beast.
Before the mob shot him up for selling bootleg cigarettes.
Poor guy.
So at one point, Garvin tries to hit the pile driver. Bravo went for a back body drop. Garvin held on for a sunset flip for a near fall. Garvin takes him to the corner, went for a 10 count for the punches, and then Bravo countered with an inverted atomic drop and then the sidewalk slam followed by pinfall. Then, of course, Bravo's manager, Frenchie Martin, also rest in peace, gets the fucking Garvin stomp for his troubles. The worst moves in pro wrestling, the fucking Garvin stomp.
Yeah, Randy Orton used it at one point.
At least Randy Orton made it look better than Ronnie Garvin did, even though it was a shitty move. Would have been great extras in the Golden Child. Can I have the knife, please? I just watched that movie like a month ago, Mike. It was on TV. Brother Noomsi, my dear sweet brother Noomsi. That's a good movie. You ever see the Golden Child, Eddie Murphy?
I haven't seen it in such a long time.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I was like 5 when I first saw it.
You were about 5 when it came out. Dino, the Marlboro Man, Bravo. Ring that bell. It's true. This match was the shit. I love this fucking match. Your eighth match of the night was Chop... was Choppy's asshole, along with the Brain Busters, Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson, going up against Strikeforce. This was so fucking good, man.
It was good because it's Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
Against Santana and Martel, who were a good team. I like Strikeforce.
Fuck Chico Santana.
Chico. The hardest working WrestleMania, man.
The Flying Burrito.
That's right. That's what Jesse called it. The Flying Burrito. No. He called him Chico. Bobby Heenan called it the Flying Burrito. I stand corrected.
I love Rick Martel.
Who doesn't? Choppy's ass versus everyone's nose. And everyone's nose will lose. Chop Dust
has made his presence known.
And you will know the name of Chop Dust. This was a fantastic match. This might be the match of the night.
For you, it's match of
the night. Yeah, for me, it's match of the night. At one point, Tully comes. Martel reversed. Double A went for the body scissors on Martel, but it turned it into a Boston Crab. And how good every one of these guys were good. This was a great fucking tag team match. This might be one of my favorite tag team matches of all time. Goes for the body scissors, but turns into a Boston Crab. Tully interferes, hits Martel in the eye. Hits him in the eye with the eye rake. Tagged, and then while Santana grabs Martel, receiving the blind tag, he hit Blanchard with a bulldog and then slapped the figure four on him. Martel also applies his figure four. Nice spot there. Santana gets a near fall with a backslide on Tully. He goes to the top rope with a flying forearm, or a flying burrito, on Blanchard. Then Blanchard ducks Santana, accidentally hits Martel. The Brainbusters take advantage of the double team. He fights out, crawled out to tag Martel. Martel refuses to turn to tag and walks away, turning heel. Double A and Tully beat up on Santana, hit him with the spike pile driver for the win. And then Rick Martel becomes the model.
One of the greatest gimmicks ever, in my opinion.
Yeah, Tully and Arn was scaring that day. Killer work in the ring. They made a bunch of people look better. Yeah, maybe Prince IKEA continuing air freshener, Phil.
I'll tell you right now, he can't move merch, but he can definitely move furniture.
Good. I'm glad people are still listening to those episodes a couple weeks ago. All right, so then the Piper's Pit happens. This was pretty dragged out.
Yeah, I didn't.
Piper came out and, you know, Brother Love dressed up as Piper, and then Piper comes out and Morton Downey Jr., who was a talk show host at the time.
Hey, Downey, give me that smoke.
Yeah, this was terrible. Tito was SD Jones light.
Well, he is lighter than Tito.
but Tito was the workhorse of WrestleMania. He was like in the first 8 WrestleManias. So? Tito Santana. No, he was a good hand, man. So? Former IC champ, too. Tag team champ. You don't like Tito Santana at all? I like Tito Santana.
I think once they got Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, they kind of put him to the back burner.
I was lucky when I first got into pro wrestling. That was one of the first feuds I ever saw, was Santana and Valentine, 84, for the IC title.
I like Santana and Morocco.
Well, they have Morocco, too, but my first feud was Santana I saw on TV.
Can I ask for a favor?
Of course.
Can we do a Morocco episode?
Of course, we've done a few of them already.
I want to do another one.
Well, then find footage and let's do it. You have homework. Get me some footage. Get me a time frame. Get me an opponent and get me a match or a feud, and we'll do it. If you want to do Tito Morocco, I got Morocco Steamboat was great when he hung him, when he fucking lynched him with the, karate gi.
I know that.
All right, so then make it happen, dude.
I want to see if I can find stuff that is pre WWF.
Oh, like NWA and stuff? Yeah. He was in the NWA, yeah.
I want to see if I can find some pre-WWF.
Yeah, do it. You know me, I'm a Don Morocco guy.
I don't think Morocco gets enough love in present day.
He does not. The original Rock, ladies and gentlemen. The original Rock.
The original Beach Bum.
He does need more shine, 100%. Remember when he beat up that Jabba while I was eating the fucking...
Yeah, he was like, and he just chopping away the fucking
heel. I love how Albano was the shit, dude. He put all his guys over so hard. I loved it. Yeah.
Big time.
All right, so the Piper's Pit was fucking terrible. Your ninth match of the night, Jake the Snake Roberts versus Andre the Giant. Your special guest referee, the returning Big John Studd.
Sorry.
This was cool. Again, now that we know the backstory with Andre and Jake the Snake Roberts, This match is even better now, for me anyway.
Really good friends.
Yeah, it was cool that Jake said it a few times. He told, when I was doing the Man Cave show, he called into the Man Cave show and he told the story too. And then he did it on Joe Rogan's podcast. He did. He said he told a lot of Andre stories. But he told us that he loved working with Andre.
And he said Andre was easy.
Yeah, because here's the deal. Andre was a guy who always knew his limitations. Okay? He can legit wrestle, and he did when he was younger and more agile. But the more weight he put on, the more of a spectacle he became, but the more he understood the business of wrestling. And I felt like every time he did with him, Hogan, the Warrior, it was time. And Andre understood where it was going. And he was a visionary, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense to anybody who's listening to. Like, Andre knew how to entertain, and he also knew how to put the guys over. You know, he liked that rope spot. He was afraid of snakes. He knew Hogan was the shit. He knew Ultimate Warrior was fucking terrible, but the fans loved him anyway. Like, he knew all of that, you know? His stuff with John Studd and Bundy was, for me, my life when I first started going to the Garden. They co-main evented almost the first 4 or 5 months I was in the Garden. Whether he was teaming up with Hillbilly Jim or Hogan, it was always against them, against Studd and Bundy and Heenan, or a six-man tag. Didn't matter. Andre was one of my heroes, always has been, always will be. And this match was so good now. I appreciate the match more now because of the backstory. So you want to get into this a little bit, or?
Do what you do it.
All right. So Andre does his chops on Jake Roberts on the floor.
By the way, the shittiest fucking chops ever.
Who, Andre's?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, again, he couldn't even move, you know? Oh, wow. Mike's first MSG show was Stud, Bundy, Piper versus Andre, Atlas, and Snuka. That's cool. That's very cool. So Andre is chopping Jake Roberts on the floor, knocked him onto the apron. There was a confrontation with Stud. Ted DiBiase and Virgil come out, try to steal Damian because they were involved in a feud as well, which made it cool. But Roberts got Damian back in the ring. Andre hit Stud with a cheap shot from behind and began to choke Stud with the strap on his tights,
yep,
thus getting him disqualified. Despite having won the match, Roberts tossed Damian in the ring to save Stud from Andre, who hightailed out of there because he was afraid of snakes. So, how about that?
How about them apples?
How about them apples? Your 10th match of the evening was a tag team match between former stablemates, the Hart Foundation, newly new Hall of Famers,
mm-hmm,
against Greg the Hammer Valentine and Honky Tonk Man.
Dude, that die job.
Ugh.
That die job.
Fucking terrible match. That wasn't too terrible. I just don't like Honky
Tonk. No, it wasn't bad.
No, I just don't like Honky Tonk Man. I'm just being a dick.
Stop.
I know, I'm being a dick.
Leave him alone.
Neidhart drop kicks both Valentine and Honky Tonk Man. Then he hit Valentine with a shoulder block and made a cover. Honky makes the save. Then a lariat on Greg Valentine gets another near fall for Neidhart. Hart and Honky get tagged in. Valentine runs in, nails Neidhart on the apron. The ref was again busy with taking out Van Valentine. And Neidhart took advantage and knocked and handed Jimmy Hart, handed Bret Hart Jimmy's megaphone. And then Hart knocked out Honky for the pin. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Here we go. Your 11th match of the evening. The Intercontinental Championship. The Ultimate Warrior and defending against Ravishing Rick Rude.
I love the spot at the end of the match. I'm sorry. It's still one of those spots where you're just like, you didn't think Bobby would do that. But,
yeah.
But of course.
No, 100%. So what Choppy's referring to is the Warrior hits a bunch of Irish whips into the corner.
Yeah.
And then he misses the Warrior splash. Rude goes for the Rude Awakening, but Warrior powers out and clotheslines Rude onto the apron. He tries to suplex him back in, but just before he completed the move, Bobby Heenan pulled the Warrior's legs out from under him, which caused Rick Rude to fall on top of the champion and weakened the Warrior. He couldn't escape, and Rude gets the pin. Rude wins the match and becomes new YC champion, puts the Warrior's first pinfall loss in WWF at that point. Following the match, an enraged Warrior, of course, chases Bobby Heenan and hits him with the gorilla press drop. Now, what follows this is the fact that there was a series of matches in the Garden. They were weasel suit matches.
Correct.
And if it was Warrior against Bobby Heenan, and Bobby Heenan would always lose and get stuffed in a Heenan suit.
Heenan.
Oh, Weasel Suit.
Heenan hated the Warrior.
Hated the Warrior, yeah. On that first documentary, he tore him up.
He still hates him.
Yeah, in the afterlife.
Yeah, I mean, he still hated him even after that documentary. He thought he was the shits.
Your 12th match of the evening was Hacksaw Jim Duggan versus Bad News Brown. Yeah, this is kind of bad because...
I love Bad News Brown, but
Duggan goes for the three-point stance clothesline. Brown falls to the floor, tosses a chair in the ring. Duggan gets his 2x4. They both hit each other with foreign objects. The ref disqualifies and both is double disqualification.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Was Duggan using that clothesline in Mid-South as his finisher?
The three-point stance?
Yeah.
But not like that, though. But Duggan was more polished than Mid-South. You have my DVD. You haven't seen it?
What happened?
You've had my DVD for 2 years. You haven't seen it?
Let's just say that I owe you a DVD.
Thank you. But
I gotta owe you. I can't find it.
But, like, you were asking me about Jim Duggan in Mid-South, and you have the fucking DVD. or you had it. I don't know what the fuck I have to. Yeah. I don't know.
I gotta find it.
Two houses later. Whatever. It is what it is.
Fuck it. No, it's not fucking.
But to answer your question, yes, he did use the clothesline.
He was so much better.
He was more polished than Mid-South, though. Yeah, 100%.
He got lazy when he went to WWF.
Well, they all did, though. They were getting that money, man. They didn't have to work that hard anymore. Like they had gimmicks. It was all about the gimmick.
The gimmick,
you know? All right. Your 13th match of the card was the Red Rooster and Bobby Heenan. We just talked about this. Rooster wins in 30 seconds. After the match, Rooster was attacked by a Brooklyn Brawler, of all people.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He came all the way from Brooklyn.
An hour and a half.
Just about.
Get on 95 South, right?
I think it's longer.
From Brooklyn? No, it's only... I don't know. It's 70 miles. You and I got there in... Well, you're driving. So we got... We got there. It's only 70 miles to Philly from here, so AC is right before Philly, right?
How good of a driver am I?
You're a fantastic driver, by the way.
Why, thank you.
You are. Even though you're from Jersey and you're a fucking filthy immigrant, you're a great driver. You are.
I'm an immigrant, huh?
You are. Filthy immigrant.
Even though I was born here, I'm a filthy
immigrant. Oh, that's right. You were born here. I'm sorry.
Fuck you!
You're right. I'm sorry.
You're a fucking jerk off. Well, I am from Boston, so yeah.
Boston, what are you, retarded? You were there for like 3 minutes. Don't fucking, you're from Jersey. You were born there and then you moved. Your parents got smart and said, let's move from the shit to the shithole. Let's get out of here. Let's go.
Yeah, because Ridgewood is fucking great itself.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
Yeah, because Queens is so much better.
Queens is bigger.
Bigger piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
There you go, see?
100%.
Glad you noticed that.
Anyways. Your main event, Choppy.
This match is great.
For the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship of the World. The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah!
Defending against Miss Elizabeth, who's in the neutral corner.
Look at this prima donna!
But the cream. Rise to the top.
But the cream will rise to the top. And oh, yeah.
And once I'm done with you, Hulk Hogan, you will lick my asshole.
You lick my bung, yeah. freak out. My bung is on fire, yeah.
But you had lust in
Did
your
the
eye.
Brawler sleep in Brooklyn? Yeah. Dig it. Anyway. Mm. All right,
Chop. I'm sure Pat Patterson did.
Let me see your bung.
It'll be Brooklyn brawling going into the hotel. Well, two beds, please. Not that being one bed. One bed.
Okay, terrific.
That's what he hears as one bed.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah.
This was a fun match. And this is just a classic storytelling coming to a head. It put Savage on a fucking crazy heel run after this.
This match was, like, I would have to say it's like perfect.
This was Elizabeth's swan song too. She disappeared for a little while after this.
Yeah, because she was done with Macho.
Yeah, her and Macho were basically at this point they were basically broken up.
Yeah.
You want to get into this or what? You want to anything stand out to you?
The one, believe it or not, the one thing that stands out about this match is that Hogan was so fucking smooth. When he dropped that elbow, the leg drop, you want to know why? It's like
Macho drops the elbow, pins him, kicks out, does his Hulk, you know, the hooking up spot. One, two, three, punches, big boot, drops the leg. When he drops the leg, he like literally, like he almost like elevated off the ground, off the mat, and floated right on top of Macho Man. One, two, three. It's like if you gave Hulk Hogan the actual time to wrestle, the man could fucking wrestle. Like, case in point, when he went to New Japan with Muda.
Yeah.
Killed it.
That was right before WCW also.
I know.
1993.
You know what? I actually enjoyed this fucking match. I actually enjoyed Hogan a lot in this match.
Frenchie was hot and bothered, Sugar Shane says. Oof. Yeah. It's like he slid into it. That's pretty dope.
Slid.
All right, so Savage gets hit with an atomic drop, but missed an elbow drop. Savage takes advantage, hits Hogan with a knee in the corner. Savage hits the Irish whip in every corner, but Hogan begins to pose. Hogan hits Savage with a bunch of punches in the corner, clothesline, sending him out. Elizabeth checks on Savage, but he pushes her away.
What's my favorite spot is when he puts Hogan on the ropes, jumps over, and like snaps his head back.
Yeah.
I love that spot.
So then Hogan lifts Savage into the shoulder and then tries to ram into the ring post, but Elizabeth prevented Hogan from doing that.
Correct.
Macho Man takes advantage of that. Slips off and rams Hogan into the ring post. Dave Hebner, the referee, then sends Elizabeth to the backstage. Hogan's getting up, Savage hits the diving double axe handle, which is one of the best moves in pro wrestling. Savage hit because it looks so believable. Savage hits a Hogan hot shot, hits Hogan with a hot shot, driving his elbow into Hogan's throat. That's pretty cool. On the apron, damaging the throat. Second throat that Savage has damaged in 3 years. Savage hits a knee drop on Hogan, getting a near fall. He goes to the top rope, hits the elbow. He goes with a pinfall attempt, but Hogan, of course, hulks up. Hits Savage with a bunch of punches, the big boot, and then, as Choppy mentioned, the smooth leg drop for the pin and his second WWF Heavyweight Championship.
You're right. It is a second. I thought it was a third.
No, it was a second.
Wow.
Now.
Holy shit.
And that was WrestleMania 5. Here's the aftermath. Hogan continues his feud with Macho Man into recording the No Holds Barred movie.
He enlists the services of?
He enlists the services of the man, the myth, the legend. That goes to SummerSlam. And, of course, Hogan recruits Beefcake for that. And there was a tag team match, cage match. Savage recruits Sensational Sherry as his manager at that point. And you know, it was cool. There was a cage match, and there was a movie after they had the movie and then the match for the pay per view, which is pretty cool. There was a rematch for the title.
This feud,
yeah, Savage and Hogan meets one more time in a rematch on Saturday Night's Main Event, February 23rd of 1990. The pinfall was counted by new heavyweight champion Buster Douglas because he had just beaten Mike Tyson. It was supposed to be Tyson, but it was Buster Douglas instead. Who then punched Savage out post match? Of course. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You were saying
no. This feud lasted a long fucking time.
It did, because then Savage, like I said, recruits Sensational Sherry, and then he beats Duggan to become king. Right,
King of the Ring,
King of the World Wrestling Federation, and she was the queen.
The Macho King.
So we know Rick Martel turns heel, becomes the model, breaking up Strikeforce.
Fuck it.
And then the Rougeaus and him defeat Marty and the Rockers and Santana at SummerSlam. Rick Rude had an amazing IC Championship title run.
He did.
Against the Warrior, Duggan, Snuka, Piper. Really good there. Demolition loses the titles to Tully Blanchard on Anderson on Saturday Night's Main Event. Demolition had a title reign of 478 days, which remained... The best tag team reign in history was broken up in 2016 by the New Day, of course. And the Powers of Pain would lose their push, eventually to become Mid-Carters, and then they feud with the Bushwhackers and the Rockers, and they split up. So, there you go. So that's WrestleMania 5, 30th anniversary. Insane in a Membrane. I do have one more thing, because I know we're running over, but, you know, it's
okay.
These are the, according to, what is this? What's the fucking name of this website? WhatCulture.com. These are 10 fascinating WrestleMania facts about number 5. Okay? Let's do it. All right. Number 10. Ted Turner wanted to run in the NWA Wrestle War opposed WrestleMania 5. Didn't know that.
Okay. They would have lost.
They would have lost miserably. Number 9, Donald Trump fought to allow satellite owners to see the show. Didn't know that either.
Well, fuck him.
Yeah, he supported the idea of the satellite owners being allowed to see WrestleMania 5 with Trump sponsoring the event with the Trump Plaza label on the Boardwalk Hall. Wider access to the event provided more exposure to his casino and his brand. Very savvy, if nothing else, right? It was the record at the time was the highest gate for Vince. 1.6 million.
Even higher than WrestleMania 3?
Yeah.
Really?
5 wound up to be 1.7 million at the box office, topping WrestleMania 3 by more than $100,000.
Wow. How about that? I'm shocked.
How about that? Shawn Michaels was severely hungover.
Well, no shock there.
The future Heartbreak Kid had a reputation of a routine partier. He and rocker Marty Jannetty looked the part of two fun-loving hooligans that enjoyed the fast times. Michaels recalls having a fight at the hotel with his then-wife, Teresa, and then storming off with the off to an establishment's bar with Jannetty, drinking until 4 in the morning. Michaels got 4 hours of sleep. He admits popping energy pills, chugging down plenty of coffee to get himself in working shape. In a testament to Michaels' God-given talent, a few onlookers wouldn't even have noticed it. No one noticed it.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Mr. Perfect debuted his singlet at WrestleMania 5.
That's true.
I didn't know that. Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse Ventura did their part to draw attention to Perfect's new attire, which Ventura erroneously referred to as the Olympican, in a colorful Melopolis. Couple of threads letting him let his hair grow to a ramen-like lion's mane. Mr. Perfect would cultivate a successful look that set him apart from everybody else. An impressive roster of the day.
And jacked to the gills.
Oh, yeah, he was fucking jacked. Definitely jacked. Number 5, Roddy Piper's appearance was a one-shot deal.
No shock there.
Until Piper fielded overtures from WWE and WCW, trying to work out best possible deal for himself. The Wrestling Observer newsletter paints a story as Piper getting a generous offer from then-WCW boss Jim Herd and using that dollar amount for leverage to Vince McMahon. Soon, Piper was back on the house show circuit working with Ted DiBiase on a run through California.
Okay.
Number 4, Martel was nearly denied entry into the U.S.
I didn't know that.
So what happened was Martel found himself to get back in the States for a time. He had visa issues. Fortunately, everything was settled in the nick of time, and the heel turn was able to take place without a hitch. He had a visa problem.
I'm sorry.
That would have been crazy. Bobby Heenan was legitimately injured by the Ultimate Warrior.
I believe, yes.
But we knew that.
That I knew already.
While Heenan aided Rick Rude, Warrior picked up Heenan for his trademark gorilla press, dropped him awkwardly on his neck, balling him for years. Bobby had to get surgery in the mid-90s for
correct.
That. So. Number 2, WWF snuck a 900 number onto the Clash of Champions broadcast.
Really?
Shortly after the conclusion in which Steamboat retained the belt against Ric Flair, TBS, WWE paid for promoting a 900 number, which you'd be able to call to obtain WrestleMania results. It's fucking awesome. And number 1, Savage lost the belt despite selling out arenas as heel champion. We also knew that.
That I know.
That was actually a choppy fun fact.
Believe it or not, like, even though Hogan was not the champion from like 88 all the way into like 89, Savage drew a lot of money for that company.
Man, I can tell you, I was there a lot.
He was over, dude.
He was over like Rover.
Yep.
So that's WrestleMania 5. That's episode 300 of Turnbuckle Throwback. Pick a song. What do you want to go out to?
Oh, boy. Can it be wrestling related?
Do anything you want.
Pomp and Circumstance.
All right. There we go. That's what I was hoping you'd pick, but I didn't, you know. Let's get a nice long one, too.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Betway.
No, shut up. Shut up, you fucking British fucking stupid.
You're a cunt.
British casino commercial.
You're a cunt.
You're a cunt.
You're a cunt now.
And you always will be a cunt.
You'll have some cunt kids.
This is true. You kids ain't going to be cunts, though.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Mark. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. From Sarasota, Florida, weighing 242 pounds, the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah!
Anyway, just to piggyback on the beginning of the episode, I really want to thank everybody for their support. This has been a rough year. Rough half a year, I should say. And to me, to make it for 300 episodes is pretty monumental. I don't do a lot of things this long and stay at it.
Yep.
So I just want to thank everybody who was involved, our fans, our friends. We have friends, our social media friends, all of our peers that have shows. I want to thank all the wrestlers that were on our show, all the wrestlers that called in to the show. And again, the fan. You guys are what makes us have 364 comments tonight in the chat room. That's not counting Rant EM and Tune In and everything else. So it's been great. I hope I can keep doing this. We'll just keep trying to do as much as we can. You know? And thank you, man, for stepping in and fucking being my partner, man.
What did I do?
Not much, but you did enough. Any closing thoughts before we get out of here?
Fuck the fans. I'm joking.
All right.
Just want to say I love every one of you guys. I know it's corny to say, but if it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be here. I mean, you always ask. Hey, if it wasn't for Jason Grooms, he wouldn't have a dick, but, you know, it is what it is. And, yeah, you guys are great. I don't give a shit what anyone says.
Follow all the social media gimmicks.
The Instagram.
Instagram, the Facebook.
The Twatter.
The Twatter.
Twitter. Something, whatever.
Twatter. Twitter. ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Be a mark by the shirt. Patreon coming this summer. And that's pretty much it. So on behalf of myself, on behalf of Choppy, Raymond says, guys, have a great rest
Masa!
Of your, have a great rest of your week. We'll see you guys next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Be a mook by the shirt.
Mook
Tang Clan. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Masa!
Goodnight, kids.